Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. America's employers grew their payrolls by a surprisingly robust 115,000 jobs last month. There were fears the Iran war would freeze hiring, but obviously that did not happen. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.3%. President Trump not giving an inch in his key demand for an end to the Iran war.
We're not going to give them the right to have a nuclear weapon. There's zero chance. And they know that, and they've agreed to that. Let's see if they are willing to sign it.
U.S. Central Command says American forces were the target of unprovoked Iranian attacks yesterday and answered with self-defense strikes. President Trump says no U.S. service members were injured, no American ships damaged. The Iranians, well, he says they were completely destroyed. A political earthquake rattles the UK and its wildly unpopular Prime Minister.
The local elections votes are being widely seen as an unofficial referendum on Keir Starmer, whose popularity has plummeted since he was elected less than 2 years ago. Reform UK, led by Nigel Farage, has won hundreds of local council seats in working-class areas in England's north that once were solid Labour turf. The pitch is likely to change throughout Friday as results come in from the majority of local councils, including Labour strongholds like London. A Labour rout could trigger moves by restive party lawmakers to oust a leader who led them to power in July 2024. I'm Charles Villadesma.
More than 140 passengers and crew on board that hantavirus-stricken cruise ship expected to arrive on the Spanish island of Tenerife in the next day or two. They will be held in an isolated, cordoned-off area. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 211 points. NASDAQ futures better by 284. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Advantage Gold, America's number one precious metals company, is sounding the alarm that a storm is coming and that now is the time to diversify your portfolio before it's too late. That's why we're offering an emergency gold and silver protection kit valued at $49, absolutely free for anyone who calls today at 800-900-8000. This kit includes critical information for investors with a retirement account seeking to own physical gold and silver but want to do it tax and penalty free. Advantage Gold has helped investors protect and secure their wealth with physical gold and silver since 2014. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and we'll rush your emergency gold and silver kit plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. See how gold and silver can help you protect and secure your wealth with the help of Advantage Gold. Results vary. Consult your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that Canvas was taken offline Thursday at all institutions using the technology, including several Maryland universities and schools, after the company that owns and manages the learning management system, Instructure, was recently compromised. As the company investigates, Canvas will be unavailable at the University of Maryland and College Park. According to UMD's Division of Information and Technology, it's unclear when Canvas will be returned to service. Around 4 p.m. on May 7th, there was an unrelated interruption of UMD's Wi-Fi network. Officials said that was caused by a configuration error of a network switch. The issue has since been resolved. And Fox 45 asks, how much power do the people have? Some in Baltimore City may be gearing up to put that to the test amid an ongoing records access fight. During a Baltimore City Council committee hearing Wednesday, dozens of members of the public showed up to make sure their voices were heard and support a charter amendment proposal from Councilman Mark Conway. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
The Orioles could not complete a sweep. Baltimore lost 4-3 to the Miami Marlins in walk-off fashion. Gunnar Henderson, Pete Alonso, and Sam Basayo each drove in a run in the setback. Andrew Kittredge allowed an unearned run in the ninth inning, getting the loss. The O's return home tonight to begin a series against the A's. WCBM News Time 9:05. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast coming up next.
Lorien Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorien Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorienAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
WCBM News Time 9:06. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cooler for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 40s. As we head toward the afternoon, breezy with partly cloudy skies and highs closer to the lower 70s. We'll see those showers roll in on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
57 in Westminster, 57 in Easton, and 58 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. You know what? I'm going to say it. I know I always say it, but usually on Fridays, it's very quiet on the roads, okay? Usually, I can leave the house just a smidgen later than usual, but no. Today, 695 was backed up. I don't know what you guys are doing out there. And then I get all the way up there, and there's no accident. It's just a bunch of people just, I don't know, going slow, hitting the brakes. I don't know what's going on. Some of it is the truckers, right? And then truckers, I love you. You know I love you. And I want the Key Bridge to be back up and running for you, okay? Because I know that you are going all the way around the Beltway. And, you know, you can't control the fact that you guys can't pick up the speed. Like, for me, you know, I hit the gas, I'm rolling, right? For you, it's a little different. I get that. But we do. We love our truckers, okay? Don't think that I don't. But that's why we need to get the Key Bridge up. Speaking of which, Governor Wes Moore is the leading story here. I feel like he's always the leading story these days. He's the leading story because he doesn't do his job. You know what? Real quick on that note. Real quick. Do you see how little I talk about State's Attorney Ivan Bates? Or even State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger. Like, they get up and they do their job. Right? When we talk about the interim county executive, Kathy doesn't want to work Clausmeyer. We talk about her because she doesn't want to work. Right? I'm just saying, to those that, you know, sometimes don't like the fact that Kim Klasick is calling you out and you don't like it, you know, that I talk about what you're doing or not doing at WCBM, you can end all of that today if you just do your job. If you do your job, I've got nothing to say. I've got no content. I've got nothing. Right? But the fact that you don't do your job, I've got job security. That's what I got. So thank you. Thank you, Kathy doesn't work Clausmeyer. I was thinking maybe, can we go with Governor's? I'm trying to give him a nickname. You know, a lot of people are saying no more, all that good stuff. And I do. I like those nicknames. I was thinking maybe Governor, no accomplishments, more. Like, but it's got to roll off the tongue, right? Kathy doesn't want to work Clausmeyer. Very easy to say. Very easy to say. It's so accurate. It's so true. So true. All right, we're going to get into the list of endorsements that rolled out from Governor Moore's office. Obviously, there's a controversy with the endorsements. Senator Bill Ferguson and Governor Moore didn't have the bromance that they most likely suspected they would have this session during the 90-day session. And so, you know, Senator Bill Ferguson, according to reports, he actually begged and pleaded for Governor Moore's endorsement. But the latest list of endorsements that came out, Senator Bill Ferguson wasn't included. We're going to get into that because I also have another little inside piece of information that I want to offer you on that one. We're also going to talk about the veterans that are calling for Governor Wes Moore. I can't do Governor No Accomplishments Moore. It's too long. I can't do it. I can't do it. I got to figure out something out. If you were on the live and you want to leave something in the comments, let me know. What can we call Governor Wes Moore? We got to put something right in the middle of that. Anyway, so we're talking about the veterans who are now calling Governor Wes Moore out. Okay. Now, it's not just, you know, veteran John Myrick. It's not just veteran Ed Hale, right? It's not just Republicans. He now has a gentleman that sat down with Gary Collins, a Spotlight on Maryland, and we'll get to the audio. You'll get to hear from him yourself. But he sat down with Gary Collins, and he was a lifelong Democrat. He just recently switched his party to unaffiliated. And I would suspect because of Governor Moore. I would suspect that's why he switched parties. To unaffiliated. And you know what? And I didn't see where Gary Collins had that follow-up question, but perhaps maybe he did. Maybe I can reach out to him and ask him, like, what was the reason? Like, why did he pull that trigger and become an independent? Anyways, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Also, Governor Kathy Hochul doing the right thing in New York. I can't believe this. All right? I can't believe it. Kathy Hochul, who believes, what did she say? I think she said she believes that black kids in New York City don't know how to navigate a laptop, something like that. They don't have computers, she says. Between, you know, VP Kamala Harris saying black people don't, you know, have IDs, and then Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, black people can't use laptops. I mean, we really are. You know, according to the Democrats, you know, we in the black community, we are just too dumb to get it together. We can't get it together. Oh, man. Well, Kathy Hochul actually did something that I like. So I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Also, at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Cheryl Riley. She's running in Congressional District number 8. That's right, Jamie Raskin. Now, this is not her first rodeo, which, again, I like. I say this all the time, even when I go to speak at some of these events. You know, people want to say, oh, you're a perennial candidate, you're this, you're that. Ignore that. Ignore the haters, okay? Because we have seats in this state right now where people are not contesting them, and they should be. Now, I'm not blaming people for not throwing their hat in the ring. I understand how difficult it is to run for office. I understand how taxing it is on your schedule, right? Your work life, your family life, your social life. You know, God forbid you have kids that you got to get back and forth to dance and soccer and voice lessons. You know, there's a lot with it. I get that. But, you know, at the same time, when you have people that run more than once and you don't plan to contest that seat, I suggest you stop calling them names. Okay. That's what I suggest. All right. Keep it to yourself until you get up and run. You know, enough with that. Right. Also, big news yesterday coming out of Tennessee. You might have seen that the governor signed off on a new congressional map. And, of course, Democrats are losing their hair over it. We'll talk about it. And Congressman Thomas Massie sat down and disclosed a couple things with Tucker Carlson on Tucker Carlson's podcast. You know, Tucker Carlson, even though a lot of the things that he says, especially as of late, I don't agree with, his podcast is still pretty darn popular. It's pretty popular. So Congressman Thomas Massie went on and disclosed a few things. So we'll talk about that. Also, my Harford County friends, where you at? Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Harford County, just in case you missed it, you got a proposal from York County Executive Bob Cassily. We'll get into that. And then also the Hanta virus. I know. I didn't want to talk about it. Because, you know what, the virus thing, I feel like let's not jinx it, you know? But according to experts, and we're going to listen to some audio in the 11 o'clock hour from a Hopkins professor, according to experts, it's not that bad. Some people are freaking out. We don't want to freak out. There's no fear-mongering. We're not going back through another pandemic. We're not doing it. Okay? If anybody's out there thinking that, oh, I'm just going to comply, you know what? You deserve to be slapped. Okay? I'm just saying. You deserve to be slapped because we're not doing this again. And we're going to go over what the Hopkins professor says just so everybody can calm down and take it down a notch. Because I was on X yesterday. Everybody's talking about this cruise ship. And then you got people like Matt Walsh. They're like, oh, no, what's going to happen next? No, we're not doing it. No, we are not inserting fear here. Okay? It's not warranted. We're not doing it. So we'll talk about that in the 11 o'clock hour with the Hopkins professors. It's an audio clip. They sat down with Channel 11. So we'll go through that. All right, let's get right into the endorsements here if we could. Let's get right to the endorsements. Now, there's a write-up everywhere on the endorsements, okay? Whether you go to Maryland Matters, whether you go to the Baltimore Sun, whether you go to Fox 45, whether you go to Channel 11, everybody has the write-up on the endorsements. This is the biggest story of the morning. And that is because you saw a lot of the rift. That's what we're going to call it. We're going to call it a rift between Governor Wes Moore and Senator Bill Ferguson during the session. All right. The legislative session here in Annapolis. And so it's so crazy because I don't have to take sides, right? As a Republican, you know, these are two Democrats kind of going at it. So I don't have to take sides. But, you know, from the outside looking in, you know, I kind of feel bad, just a smidge. I kind of feel bad for Senator Bill Ferguson. All right. Now, he's the one that pushed 287G, right? I don't appreciate that. He's all on board with the Community Trust Act, which, you know what? Real quick, that hasn't been signed into law yet. You know what? Maybe we can get Sheriff Jim DeWeese on the show because he's the one that said a few weeks ago that he would be surprised if Governor Moore actually signs it into law. You know what? I will reach out. I will reach out. But, you know, you had Senator Bill Ferguson that was all over trying to make sure that illegal immigrants feel very welcomed here in the state of Maryland. And for that, I do not like Senator Bill Ferguson, okay? I do not like Senator Bill Ferguson because he is so pro-illegal immigration. I want mass deportations. Just putting it out there real quick in case anybody's watching it live down in D.C. like that has like some say at the White House. Kim Klasick wants mass deportations. Okay? Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, I don't even know where you've been lately. Okay? I've been checking you out. Don't know where you've been, but I want mass deportations. Just want to make sure we put this on record as much as possible. Because I don't know what you guys are doing down there. Anyways, beyond that, Senator Bill Ferguson, in my view, did the right thing for the Democrat Party. If you were a Democrat, he did the right thing for your party by not pushing redistricting. Well, Governor Wes Moore, I think he took it personally that Senator Bill Ferguson did not take the redistricting vote to the floor. And if Governor Moore was smart, and then this is why I say, like, he's always following a script. I think people tell him what to say, and they're like, you know, like a puppeteer. They're like, yo, you get out there and say that. And then you see his head bobbling around, you know, he's smiling ear to ear. And we got the fastest growing project, in, you know, in the country. And then you find out the bridge's not even under contract. Nothing happened. Right? But that's what the puppet masters told him to say. Well, anyways, Governor Moore should understand, if he really took a good critical eye to this, he would understand that the map we currently have in the state of Maryland was never approved by a court, okay? It was never signed off by a judge. And right now, you have a situation where the Maryland map is, in fact, gerrymandered. We know this, right? Especially in the Republican Party. We get it. So, like Sally Taylor, my friend running in District 5 in Carroll County, she said on one of the town halls, because they were having these town halls to get everybody's opinion on redistricting, she says, I hope you guys do it. Because she knew then the courts will take a look at the map that they were presenting, right? Kicking Andy Harris out of his seat. We've got only one Republican in the congressional delegation. They will look at that map and say, now this is silly. And then they would go back and say, well, wait a minute. This map is silly anyway, right? So Senator Bill Ferguson, knowing that, said, all right, you know what? Let's not take it to the floor. Let's not open this can of worms. But of course, you had Governor Wes Moore. He's on the phone with Hakeem Jeffries. You remember this? He goes down to Capitol Hill. Yeah, so we're trying to get redistricting done. And then you've got Hakeem Jeffries. He was actually right there. I can't remember. He was on the first level of the Capitol. And there were all these people around. And he was like, redistricting must happen, right? And I think even Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida actually made fun of Hakeem for saying it the way he did. And he was spot on, really, with the impersonation. If you missed it, Governor Ron DeSantis, Hakeem Jeffries impersonation, it's worth watching. It's worth watching. Anyways, so Governor Moore still couldn't get Bill Ferguson to push redistricting even after going to Capitol Hill and getting Hakeem Jeffries to, you know, act a fool about it. Well, anyways, Hakeem Jeffries then comes to Annapolis. And, you know, you got all the Democrats there because we got a lot of mediocre Democrats. In case you're not in Maryland, our Democrats, because it's such a blue state, I mean, they're literally kind of the worst, right? They're like the D team. Like right now, this is why you've got Congressman Johnny Olszewski and those. They try to get like attention by doing like just random things, like, you know, try to say that, oh, well, SCOTUS, our Supreme Court justices, they should have term limits. And they do these random things for attention. Meanwhile, if they were good at their job, if they were charismatic, if they just looked halfway decent and not like a slob, they probably would be more popular, but they're not. Okay. So you look at Annapolis and it's like a bunch of, you know, dodo heads. And then you got the Republicans that are really leading the charge if it comes to, you know, those that are great politicians, right? Those that get it. Well, anyways, he goes to Annapolis. The Democrats, they're all excited about it. And Senator Bill Ferguson still says, no, we are not doing redistricting. I don't care if you brought Hakeem Jeffries to the House. Well, anyways, then it was kind of crazy because Senator Bill Ferguson, he was taking a lot on the chin. There were even Democrats in Virginia calling him names. They were calling him names. Well, anyways, now he has his primary opponent, Bobby LePin. Bobby LePin is as progressive as they come. He's worse than AOC, okay? This guy's like, you know, Medicare for all, climate change, you know, let's spend money on just stupid stuff. That's Bobby LePin. Well, anyways, Governor Wes Warren did not endorse Senator Bill Ferguson in this latest list. And it's a very interesting, and if you want to weigh in on it, you can, 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. It's very interesting because I found out this morning that there were names on Governor Wes Moore's endorsement list of Democrats that never even requested his endorsement. They never even asked for it. And they were on the list. Senator Bill Ferguson went to Governor Moore's house to ask for his endorsement and still didn't get it. All right, we'll talk more about this when we get back from break. Right now, we've got our friend Tim Herb on the line with RBC Wealth Management. He's got today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Friday, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tim. I'm very confused here. I'm perplexed. It's like you got the gas prices that are so high, yet the market seems to be doing okay. How is this possible?
You should be perplexed, right? Like many others. As I had mentioned, on Wednesday morning during my commentary for the Morning Market Flash Wednesday morning, Kim, the market seems to kind of really be defying logic, climbing that wall of worry, if you will, which really helping the markets, I think, overall. And it's important I should point this out. I talked about this, several months ago, actually, is that the market needs to have more diversification. The gains and the appreciation that the economy is going through right now and that we're witnessing needs to be very broad-based. It cannot be just on one part of the economy, one particular sector of the economy, because for so long that area, and it still seems to be the theme here recently, has been technology, right? And we're seeing tech dominate on the whole artificial intelligence theme. But you're absolutely right. There's certainly a lot of concern still with the conflict between the U.S. and Iran, the war, essentially, if you want to call it that, and gas prices moving higher. Obviously, it's affecting individuals' pocketbooks, paying for gas, so to speak, at the pump. And then there's that throwing that wild card of inflation. So, right now, I think what's helping the markets hold up, not just is the breadth of the overall market being broad-based, some of the gains we've seen, but also earnings. Earnings season right now has been very strong for many companies. We did have a down day, unfortunately, yesterday in Thursday's trading, Kim, but stocks did end off a bit off of their worst levels. The Dow was actually down yesterday 0.63%. S&P 500 was off 0.38%. NASDAQ also in negative territory, down 0.13%. And then the small cap index, also known as the Russell 2000, Kim, down 1.63%. And again, we saw a lot of technology stocks yesterday kind of under pressure, giving back some of the gains that they had, a bit more of a bigger run that we saw earlier this week. And we also had some laggards in energy and other parts. I mean, the price of oil obviously is going to determine, how many of the energy stocks perform throughout the day, throughout the week. But here today, we're actually seeing a surprise, and again, coming from some economic news, and that happens to be the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that non-farm payrolls, so payrolls, Kim, rose or increased by 115,000 jobs last month. That's way more than what I think economists polled by the Dow Jones were expecting. They were expecting about 55,000 jobs. So certainly, the U.S. jobless rate, it did hold steady at 4.3%. That's in line with expectations. But that, again, that number from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, like, where are these jobs coming from, right? I mean, that's a big gain, 115,000, which was more than the 55,000, again, that economists had predicted. So that's obviously impacting the market here this morning. Pre-market, even though we had a down day yesterday, stocks, again, because of the earnings here this week, stronger earnings throughout the last couple of weeks, the three major averages are expected to end the week higher. We're going to see some continued upbeat earnings here this morning, pre-market, that have the NASDAQ on pace. Right now, it's potentially, we have to see how things fare today, but could be up about 2.8% right now on the week. S&P is on track for about a 1.5% increase. The Dow actually has lagged with a very slight week-to-date gain through this morning of only 0.2%. So pre-market, Kim, right now, again, based on that jobs data, that strong report, and at the potential, again, for possible peace talks and ceasefire with Iran, throw that in the mix, Kim. And the Dow right now is up 118 points pre-market. S&P 500 futures up 28 points. And the NASDAQ futures, Kim, up currently 192 points. So looking good for the week, despite yesterday's down day. Sun shining. I know you're happy. And I have to remind everybody, Mother's Day on Sunday, Kim. We yes. cannot forget, right? I can't forget, certainly. I'm reminded. Yeah. So happy Mother's Day to you, Kim. To all the moms out there, I want to say that. Have a great holiday weekend, and look forward to rejoining you Monday morning.
Thanks, Tim.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. It sounds good. The markets sound good. I think we should send a memo to Pam Bondi so she can make sure she takes note. Whenever anybody asks her, like, you know, how's the weather outside? The markets are great. I will not forget that committee hearing. I will not forget it. I couldn't believe those were some of her responses. But you know what? The acting AG, I will say, Todd Blanche, I was worried about that because we saw some of the pictures where he was like whining and dining with CNN's Caitlin Collins. Oh, that was disheartening. You know what? But I will say, she's a hottie, Caitlin Collins. Have you guys seen Caitlin Collins when she's not in the White House press briefing? I sometimes see her Instagram posts. She's got a great fashion sense. She's very pretty. She's got great hair. And she's got beautiful eyes. They're like the hazel color. I was like, you know what? I can see it. I can see it. But there's this running joke that Caitlin Collins and Scott Pressler look alike. So he calls her like his twin. They do both have great hair, though. They do. Well, anyways, we're talking about Governor Wes Moore and his list of endorsements. And before the break, I let the cat out of the bag here. And this is some insider information that I've gotten from some friends that are Democrats in Annapolis. And they said that there were names on that list for Governor Moore's endorsements that didn't actually request his endorsement. Now, you had Senator Bill Ferguson go to his house, right? And I love when Sean Casey said, did he have knee pads? Like, how was he asking, right? He was, like, crawling across the floor on hot coals. Please, Moore, please, I need your endorsement. I need it, right? Like a fiend, man. Look, here's the thing. I don't think Senator Bill Ferguson needs his endorsement. I really don't. I mean, when you're looking at the list of accomplishments, and I'm not to, you know, glaze you here, Senator Bill Ferguson, but you've got some accomplishments under your hat, right? And I would say Governor Moore does not. I mean, this guy can't even get the bridge back up. I mean, this is quite literally one of the easiest projects for an executive to complete, right? Or even to just get started, getting the ball rolling. He can't even find a decent contractor. I mean, this is bad. And so, you know what? That's the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Senator Bill Ferguson can win without Governor Moore's endorsement? Yes or no? Do you think that Senator Bill Ferguson can win without Governor Moore's endorsement? Now, we did see Bobby LaPid. We talked about him earlier this week. He was out with Senator Ellis. Remember, they were going back and forth. Who were they calling? They were calling out Senator Bill Ferguson, actually, because they wanted to see redistricting happen in a special session. Now, Bobby LaPid, to me, looked like a fool standing there. And Senator Ellis, he always sounds like a fool. So it was like two fools, right? And they're like, oh, we got to do this. But remember, the voters in Maryland, even Democrats, do not want mid-cycle redistricting. All right, we get back. We're going to go over the question of the day yesterday. Don't forget the question of the day today, right? Renovation Real Estate here on WCBM.com. Do you think Senator Bill Ferguson can win without Governor Moore's endorsement? Let me know.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The United Arab Emirates Defense Ministry says the country's air defenses actively engaged with a missile and drone attack. As the Iran war's shaky ceasefire was once again challenged, American forces had their own confrontation with Iran yesterday. Spanish authorities preparing for the arrival of more than 140 passengers and crew members from that hantavirus-stricken cruise ship that's bound for the Canary Islands. An epidemiologist says the Andy strain of the virus is not so contagious as to cause a pandemic, but it is dangerous still. Following Tennessee's lead, Alabama lawmakers could vote today on a Republican-friendly congressional redistricting plan. Alabama has asked federal judges to lift a court order requiring a second black majority district, that district in Memphis. More details at SRNnews.com.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Make it 5 straight playoff wins and a 2-0 semifinal series lead for the East top-seeded Pistons, who toppled the Cavaliers 107-97. Cade Cunningham's double-double of 25 points and 10 assists led the way.
It was great. Protecting home court, make sure we set the tone. We had a good start the game. Yeah, no, just a high intensity, high focus from everybody, so it was good.
The NCAA will expand its men's and women's basketball tournaments to 76 teams starting next season. Stanley Cup playoffs, Jordan Stahl and Andrei Svechnikov each recorded a goal and an assist, and the Hurricanes took a commanding 3-0 East second round lead with a 4-1 win over the Flyers. Major League Baseball, the Cubs earned their 9th straight win in the NL and the Rays their 7th in the AL. And in golf, Matt McCarty holds a one-shot lead after an opening 63 in the Truist Championship at Quail Hollow. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cooler for your Friday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies, breezy, and temperatures warmer, upper 60s and some lower 70s. Tracking our next weather maker with showers coming in on Saturday. Couple of pop-up storms possible, and then warmer and drier for Mother's Day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Car crash? Slip and fall? Workplace injury? Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to the insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer. Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down. So while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. And I mean what I said, you know, go out there. If you're jumping into the show from the live, make sure you show your mom some love this weekend. Or if you're Brian the producer, you've got lots of moms in your life, right? Yeah. Yeah, your granddaughters, you know, their mom. You got your wife. I mean, you got a lot going on there, Brian. Hopefully you saved a lot of money to buy lots of gifts this weekend. And you better give them gifts, especially your wife, Brian the producer. You really did hit the jackpot. Just so you guys know, she's great at baking. She really is. She's a really great baker. They don't make women like that anymore. You do realize that, right, Brian the producer? Yeah, okay. She's older. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, they don't make women like that anymore. Yeah, under 50, forget about it. Forget about it. I'm just kidding. People are probably listening to the show like, wait a minute, I cook, I bake. I'm sure you do. It's just me. I'm the one that doesn't do it. I'm the one that doesn't do it. Oh, you know what? Shout out to, I was at Yorktown Social yesterday. Stopped by there to say hello. Shout out to Vicky and Fran. I met two beautiful young women that, as I was walking in there, Vicky was like, are you Kim Klasick? And it, you know what? That always makes me feel good, right? Because now I think, wow, they really are paying attention to politics, and I appreciate it. And they also listen to the show. So good morning, Vicky and Fran. It was great to meet you yesterday at Yorktown Social. Hopefully you had a great time. I had to head out a little earlier. The ladies were living it up over there, you know. But I had to head out of there. All right, we're going over the endorsements here from Governor Wes Moore. And I wanted to kind of mention here, I'm going to get to your text messages in a second. If you want to weigh in via phone, you can. 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. Julian Jones, running for county executive in Baltimore County. He also received Governor Wes Moore's endorsement. As soon as I saw it, first and foremost, you know, I wanted to vomit, right? It's like two losers supporting each other. But it's like, you know, beyond that, here's what's so crazy about it. And I'm being serious about the two losers part. Because these two guys, both of them, do not respect the voters enough to want transparency. Okay? You had Julian Jones, you know, he was leading the charge against Kelly Madigan. And that was even before we saw Khadijah Walker and they like had this showdown. Because remember, there was a time where, you know, when Johnny O was still the county executive, where he was trying to remove some of the powers that Kelly Madigan had as the inspector general. That was Julian Jones. Okay, now you have all these scathing audits coming out of the State House there in Annapolis. And then, you know, when asked about DOGE or, you know, looking at waste, fraud and abuse, you had Governor Moore get some consulting firm. I don't even know if they, here's what's so crazy. They're from Boston, Massachusetts, and you can't even tell if they specialize in, you know, looking into waste, fraud and abuse. It's like this consulting firm. And then he says, oh, we already have somebody, right? This consulting firm from Boston couldn't even hire within Maryland. But it's like, dude, I don't even know what they do, number one. Number two, it's like, you know, he also said we don't need an inspector general on the state level because he's got this consulting firm. So these both of these guys really don't care about transparency, right? That's first and foremost. The other piece of this, Julian Jones is currently the chairman, right, on Baltimore County Council. If you have anything that, if you can name one thing that he's accomplished since being on Baltimore County Council, I you know, welcome you to call me and tell me about it. Or even send a text message to the text line. If you don't have the WCBM 680 app, download it. It's free in the App Store. You can text me right through the app. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. What has Julian Jones done on the Baltimore County Council? Except being like a thorn in our side. The Kelly Madigan thing, the fact that he supported Khadijah Walker, an auditor, for the inspector general position, and she lived how many miles away? And then he was like, oh, yeah, we're going to have to pay her more. Remember that? And they didn't even want to pay Kelly Madigan more, and she was the award-winning inspector general. How about them apples? You're an auditor that lives really far away. You're about to get more money than the award-winning inspector general. That just tells you, you can be great at your job. Like, this is government 101. You can be great at your job, but it means absolutely nothing. It means nothing. Oh, man. So anyways, you had Julian Jones leading the charge because he didn't want the transparency part of it. And then I can't find where he's accomplished much of anything. He's there for the photo ops. He was just at Trade Point Atlantic. He was there for the shoveling, right? That photo op. He was in Middle River for Senator Carl Jackson and Chief McCullough's crime walk. He showed up, which is so interesting because he lives nowhere near there. But he shows up, and now I know why, because, of course, he was, you know, had already decided in his mind that he was running for county executive. So he wanted to show up. But also, another piece of this, look at where all his signs are currently located, all right? And then I'll leave the whole Julian Jones thing alone. But all of his signs, and somebody called in earlier this week saying that they see his signs everywhere. That is true. That is true. His signs are everywhere where he's, you know, friendly with developers. If you go and look at Open Secrets, right, you could see his FEC report, you could see his donors, and you could see the list. He's got a lot of developers on that list. And it's the same thing. Guess who also had a lot of developers on his list? When you had County Executive Johnny Olszewski. So people would always call our campaign office and say, hey, Kim, Johnny O has a sign here, he has a sign there. Right, he knows those guys. Those are his guys, right? That's when we found out. Remember, they were, you know, again, Kelly Madigan doing her job. We found out that the developers in Baltimore County weren't paying certain fees that most developers pay in other jurisdictions. Do you remember that? County Executive Johnny O was giving them a deal, giving them a break. And at the same time, they were donating to his, not just his county executive race, but then also his congressional race. And then when I go and knock on doors, I'm like, hey, just, you know, I see that this is going on. And there's a sign down the street, Johnny O, wondering if you could support me. We might get one up. And what would they say? Oh, well, Kim, you know, that developer actually owns this property, too. So I, yes, this is my storefront, but I don't own the property. So the property owner is the one that has the say on the campaign signs. And so they run this monopoly on it. So, yes, you see a lot of signs by Julian Jones, but it's not because there's individual people that absolutely love Julian Jones. These are developers, okay? These are retail shop owners. These are, you know, it's a different dynamic. When you're looking at, like, the ma-pa shops, right? Take, for example, Vince's Crab House. Vince's Crab House... they're in Middle River, right off of Compass Road. You'll see they have a sign there for Glenn Gilhar, Kim Stansberry, Yahoo Blackwell. I think there's a couple other people on the side. Steve Raymer, I'm sure, because he's on that slate. Well, anyways, you know, when you have those places, the mom and pop shops, and they own, you know, that land in front of their shop, then they're able to put up the signs of the people in which they support. So always keep that in mind. If you see a big Julian Jones sign or a big Governor Westmore sign in front of like a shopping center that has like a Dollar Tree and a Target and a Kohl's, okay, that's the developer. That they're in bed with the developer. Is that what you want? Do you want a repeat of County Executive Johnny Olszewski? That's what you got to ask yourself. And that's what you got to ask your neighbors and all those that are thinking about voting. Because that's what you're going to get if you get Julian Jones. And it is in my belief, because he hates transparency as much as he does, it is in my belief that we won't have an inspector general in Baltimore County at all if you end up with a Julian Jones. Now, if Julian Jones and friends are listening to the show, you know, I've sent plenty of emails asking you to come on the show and just have a little chat. A little discussion. Not sure what you're afraid of. But I would love to have you on the show to talk about your county executive race. We'd love to have you on, because I think that is what's going on. It's all about the behind the scenes. Now, another piece of this, because this is what I had to deal with Johnny O. Remember, I told you that because Johnny O was a county executive, even if there were people that wanted to support me, they were afraid. Because they said, Kim, if you win, you go off to Congress, Johnny O will still be the county executive for 2 years. They said, well, we can't handle that because they might try to come in. You know, the liquor license might be gone. They might try to send the health department. Who knows when the fire marshal will show up. They're thinking they're just going to harass us because, God forbid, we supported Kim Klasick. I'm sure there are many people with the same thing in the back of their mind with Julian Jones. So keep that in mind, all right? So to my Republican friends, I know we have two candidates, I believe, running for county executive, Kim Stansberry and Pat Dyer. All right. If you know anyone or if you have a business where you can put, you know, some of these Republican signs up, please reach out to those candidates. Let them know. Let them know so we can get those signs out there. All right. And that's why also, you know, we got to make sure we donate to these candidates as well, because those signs are not free. They're not free, and they're not cheap. And you want to have ones that are durable. I know some people try to take the easy route because it's cheaper. Real quick, I've dealt with both, right? You've got the size that you could put the metal wires in the ground, and then you've got the other ones where it's like these little stick post things, and it's just like on both sides of the side, right, even the smaller size for the yard. It's worth more getting the more expensive side because those cheaper sides, they don't last long. Okay, one bad storm and they're out of the ground. So that's what I'm saying. If you can, you know, we've got lots of candidates that come on the show. Please consider donating. Please, you know, and even if it's $25, $50, please, you know, attempt to do so. Maybe every time you get your paycheck, if it's biweekly, maybe you sign up, you know, with one of the candidates and have, you know, $50 biweekly going into their campaign coffers. And I can tell you from experience and knowing a lot of these candidates personally, this money is going directly to the campaign. Most of the Republican candidates, they have day jobs. Okay? They're not looking to run for office to get rich. All right. I can tell you that from my experience and knowing these people. And if you ever have any questions of the candidates or what have you, you could also call the central committees or go to one of their meetings, because the central committee members, they'll know more about the candidates and they can tell you. And then a lot of times they'll invite the candidates to those meetings so they can speak and also meet you in person. And then, of course, you know, pay attention to their fundraisers and their meet and greets as well. Lots coming up. I know in the week of May 27th, I guess. Yeah, May 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th. That entire week, I have an event every night that week. And that's fine. And I see, this is how I like to volunteer my time, right? I like to go. I don't charge these candidates anything, because every dime that is made at these fundraisers, it's got to go to these races. So I show up, and if I can help, you know, bring ticket sales in, that's awesome. Not everybody likes me. I understand that. So, you know, to any candidate listening, I can't guarantee it's going to be sold out. Okay? I can't guarantee it. It depends on where you live. But if I can help at all, that's what I like to volunteer my time doing. Then also, the 4th of July parades, those will be coming up before you know it. Don't forget to check on some of these candidate websites and sign up to walk in the parades with the candidates, all right? And even those that are incumbents, right? Senator Johnny Ray Sailing, he usually has a lot of great people out there for the Dundalk Parade. Rick Metzger, same thing. Get out there, pick a candidate, support them. Because as Sean Casey mentioned this morning on Casey and Company, you're going to have low voter turnout. This is our time to shine. If there was a time for us to do it and flip these seats, it's now. It is right now. All right, and I can't stress that enough. All right, let me get down off this soapbox. Excuse me, pardon me. Let me get down. Yeah, I just had to say that because I, you know, it is tough. And like I said, I went to a candidate for Congress in the 3rd District, Bernie Flowers, his event this week. And, you know, I do. I see all the familiar faces, the same faces. I want to see some new faces out there. Right. I want to see some new faces. I want to make sure we're getting the exposure for these candidates. And if you ever can reach out to a candidate, say if you have a contact where you can do maybe just a small fundraiser at your house or a friend's house. You know, they're not looking for, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're just looking for some support here. I know we can do it. Also, thank you again to our caller yesterday towards the end of the show. If I get your name wrong, I apologize, but I believe it was James. I believe it was James, and you called about Pastor P.M. Smith's church. Just so you know, I started reaching out already to candidates, making sure they know exactly where Huber Memorial Church is so they can go out there and meet Pastor P.M. Smith. He's got a very large congregation. To those running for county executive, especially as well, get out there and meet Pastor P.M. Smith, right? There are gubernatorial candidates. Please do the same thing. You know, the time is now. The weather's getting nicer outside. You're going to see me dragging Olivia along to events. She's going to hate every minute of it. But we got to win. We've got to win. I've got Antoinette in Baltimore. Hey, Antoinette, how are you? Antoinette?
Hello. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, happy Mother's Day to you, too. Thank you.
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. Our people better wake up here and vote red. I've been doing it for the past 5 years, even though I've been a Democrat, because this city is going straight to hell.
Yeah.
They better, I just hope and pray that, because I like Ed Hale, okay?
Uh-huh.
But my biggest fear is the vote between Ed Hale and Dan Cox. I hope they come together. I hope the vote don't get split and the idiot gets back in office.
That's a good point there, Antoinette, because we do have that sometimes where Republicans don't get behind one another.
And that worries me, but what really worries me is that the people of Baltimore, Maryland, this man that they have as governor right now, he doesn't say anything. How do you keep voting for someone who never says anything, but he criticized Trump? But Trump lets you know what's going on and what he going to do.
Right, right.
So I'm just saying, I hope the people wake up, because if not, this city is already being destroyed. It's not going to get better here. It's getting ready. This weather's getting ready to break. And Westmore and Brandon Scott, they're not concerned about nobody but the little kids, letting them do what they want to do, and your migrants and your immigrants. So, and them people down in Annapolis, all of them need to go, Kim. All of them need to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there with you, Antoinette. I hope that we can do it this time around. If there's any a time, it's when there's low voter turnout, which is what we have. So
yeah, but
I hope people wake up.
Red.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The only thing that's going to save us, Cam.
I know. Antoinette, thank you so much for calling in. Hope you have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day.
And
hope you have a beautiful Sunday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good one. See, there you have it again. And look, we just had the call yesterday from James, you know, talking about Pastor P.M. Smith. To my Republican friends, and we talked about this on a national level. Right now, the national level, there is more minority support for President Trump and the Republican Party than there's ever been since, I think they said, what was it, 1964 or something like that? Right now is our chance. And I do. I feel like people are waking up. I do. I think we can get there. All right. Coming up next, I did want to go finish up this conversation here with the endorsements. I thought that was very interesting. There was a couple endorsements left off of Governor Westmore's list. He did endorse 86 incumbent Democrats, but I just want to highlight a couple that he left off, not just Senator Bill Ferguson. There are a few more, and we'll talk about that right when we get back. So if you want to weigh in, you absolutely can. I'll also go to the text line and read some of your text messages. As I mentioned earlier, I have found a new favorite hangout spot. It is the Social Kitchen at Yorktown Social off of Cranbrook Road. It's a casual, contemporary, and trendy space with vibrant, beautifully designed surroundings just made for mingling. And I've had the chance to eat there myself. As I mentioned, I was there last night, and I'm going to mention the tapas-style small plates. There's a list here, of course, pineapple shrimp, ceviche, short rib egg rolls, and the crab cake balls. But last night, just so you know, I had the crab cake balls, which were delicious. I had the tuna tartare. And then I had the scallops, the fire-roasted scallops. All three were great. So whether you're grabbing a bold cocktail or heading back to the private bourbon bar, which is also beautiful, this place has it all under one roof. It's truly amazing. Trust me, I would not tell you about it if I was not sure about it myself. And you're going to see me there for sure. You'll probably see Olivia there, too. She's already very excited about all the games they have in the game room. So bring your friends and family. Experience it for yourself. Go to YorktownSocial.com to see the full menu and hours open. Yorktown Social could be your next favorite hangout, just like it's mine.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A tenuous situation in Iran after U.S. forces repelled multiple unprovoked attacks from Iranian missiles, drones, and small boats in the Strait of Hormuz. They all got out successfully. The U.S. struck two Iranian ports, but President Trump says a peace deal could be a week away as Tehran now reviews the latest U.S. offer. And as Iran continues to test Donald Trump's patience, China is now meddling. They're ordering their firms to ignore the U.S.-Iranian sanctions while daring Trump to enforce the crackdown. It is interesting, though, that Iranians hit one of China's ships. Whoopsie-daisy. They're now attacking their few remaining allies.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, paying 70, 80, 90 bucks a month to big wireless companies, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, for unlimited data, that is insanity, especially when Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my wireless company, they will give you unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99 a month. That's unlimited high-speed data at Pure Talk. Used to start at 55 bucks a month, but because Pure Talk, they're constantly pushing to give you more for less. Right now, unlimited high-speed data, $34.99 a month. Remember, they use the same cell towers as all these overpriced big carriers. You get the exact same service. Now, their U.S. customer service team is standing by to help you make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. You dial #250 on your cell. You say the keyword save now and claim unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99. #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right. You know what? Should we already say it? Happy Mother's Day. Why don't we just say it? Happy Mother's Day. I see watching on the monitor here. It looks like Tom Rogers is on Fox 45 posted a picture of him and his mom. They look just alike. Man, those are twins right there. It's funny how genes are so strong. Brian, the producer, his granddaughters, especially the oldest one, she looks just like you, Brian. I think you know this already. She does have more hair, but boy, oh boy, is that your twin. Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, we've got Cheryl Riley. Don't forget, she's coming up at 11 o'clock, and she's running in District 8 against Jamie Raskin. Can't wait to talk to her about some of Raskin's shenanigans and then also what she plans to do and how she will capture the vote. And, of course, before we left the break there, we were speaking to Antoinette. Thank you again, Antoinette, for calling in and just getting the word out there. I think it's very important for people to hear from people like Antoinette and James and others, because I think people sometimes get discouraged, right? And we've had these conversations. And people wonder, you know, are black people voting differently? Are they going to do it this time around? Well, you're hearing from them yourself. They're calling in and telling you themselves. They're saying, look, I'm right here. I'm listening to WCBM and I'm voting right. Right? They're letting you know. So we just got to make sure that everybody does their part, get out there and vote. And I saw a lot of videos. You got Alex Harland, you got Glenn Gilhar, you got Fitz was out there, Fitz Mofer, and lots of people door knocking now that the weather is a lot better. So get out there and knock those doors, do the side waving. I love going to side waves, by the way. That's always a lot of fun. Either you get the horn, like, woo-woo, let's go, or you get a middle finger. And then you're just like, oh, wow, that's not nice. But I don't get discouraged, right? So if you have a side wave coming up, don't forget my email, kimklasick@gmail.com. You can always email me and invite me to your side wave, and I'll be happy to go out there with you. You don't have to go out there alone. I'll be happy to go out there with you. All right, coming up next, so we're going to kind of stay on the topic of Governor Wes Moore, because there are veterans that are asking for his military record. Okay, so we're going to get into that. We're also going to get into the question of the day. Also, if you missed it, Jeffrey Epstein, because we're looking at the results nowadays. So I think we stopped doing the thing where we wait till the next day. I guess that's not a thing. I didn't get the memo, but I now know, because I keep seeing the results. But when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein, I'll go ahead and get those results from yesterday. And we could chat about it just a little bit. And then don't forget the question of today, because we were talking about Senator Bill Ferguson not being on the endorsement list. And my question to you, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, do you think Senator Bill Ferguson can win without Governor Wes Moore's endorsement? Yes or no? Yes or no? Take part. Real quick, I told you he's endorsing 86 Democrat incumbents. According to Maryland Matters, he is not endorsing Caitlin Young out of Baltimore City. Remember him? Caitlin Young had a little, I guess, spat with his baby mama on the porch and left the two-year-old with the car running, and the police had to show up, and there's a police report that he got a little, you know, physical. Anyways, he is not on the endorsement list. He is not on Governor Wes Moore's endorsement list. I'm not surprised. All right, you got so much more coming up next.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of our basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue's doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com to shop these deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, rigorously tested, and rooted in the belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Just go to res-q.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A considerably rosier hiring picture last month than economists were expecting. America's employers added 115,000 jobs. The unemployment rate stands at 4.3%. Healthcare and logistics among the brightest spots in last month's jobs report. However, manufacturers cut 2,000 jobs in April and have shed 66,000 over the past year. A U.S. peace proposal aimed at ending the Iran war is now in the hands of the Iranians.
We're expecting a response from them. We'll see what the response entails. The hope is it's something that it can put us into a serious process of negotiation.
Secretary of State Rubio, American forces did have a confrontation with Iran the other day.
The U.S. military says it intercepted Iranian attacks on three U.S. Navy ships Thursday as they transited the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump described the confrontation this way.
You probably heard we took our three destroyers and we rammed them through some pretty big stuff today, and the destroyers weren't hurt in any way. The people weren't hurt, but they were firing at us, so we were firing back at them.
Central Command says U.S. forces then targeted Iranian military facilities responsible for the attack. Meanwhile, the president says the U.S. is still negotiating with Iran.
We're not going to give them the right to have a nuclear weapon. There's zero chance. And they know that. And they've agreed to that. Let's see if they are willing to sign it.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Spanish authorities are preparing for the arrival of more than 140 passengers and crew from the hantavirus-stricken cruise ship. It's heading to the Canary Islands. The arrivals will be quarantined. 17 Americans among those who will be repatriated to their homelands. The U.S. is sending a plane to pick them up. On Wall Street, the Dow, 78 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial pound 250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's pound 250 micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Governor Wes Moore announced a slew of endorsements for political office on Thursday, but one name was missing from the list. Senate President Bill Ferguson. According to a source, Ferguson went to Moore's home to talk about an endorsement. The two had conversations about endorsing each other, according to another source, but that didn't happen. Ferguson attended Moore's campaign launch event on May 2nd in Baltimore City. Governor Moore and Ferguson have been at odds over mid-cycle redistricting in Maryland. Before the 2026 General Assembly session started in January, Moore launched a redistricting committee that held virtual meetings listening to constituents about the issue. The committee ultimately decided to move forward with the idea of mid-cycle redistricting as other states across the country started redrawing political maps. Throughout the process, however, Ferguson argued against getting involved, citing a legal and political risk
risk for Democrats. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
The Orioles could not complete a sweep. Baltimore lost 4-3 to the Miami Marlins in walk-off fashion. Gunnar Henderson, Pete Alonso, and Sam Basayo each drove in a run in the setback. Andrew Kittredge allowed an unearned run in the ninth inning, getting the loss. The O's return home tonight to begin a series against the A's. WCBM News Time, 10:05. The Fox Weather Authority forecast is coming up next.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
WCBM News Time, 10:05. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cooler for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 40s. As we head toward the afternoon, breezy with partly cloudy skies and highs closer to the lower 70s. We'll see those showers roll in on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
59 degrees in Bullies Quarters, 58 in Pikesville, and 59 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Don't forget, we got Cheryl O'Reilly. I just spoke to her on the phone. Cheryl O'Reilly is going to be joining us at 11 o'clock. She's running in Congressional District 8 against Jamie Raskin. Can't wait to talk to her. So make sure you tell all your friends to tune in. Also, we are going to get into this next topic of veterans calling out Governor Wes Moore, wanting him to release his military records. But first, I told you earlier that I was going to look into a couple of different things, one being the poll question results from yesterday. I told you also read your text messages as well. And then really quickly here, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, she's actually deciding to opt in. She's going to opt into school choice that was put forth by the Big Beautiful Bill. She will be the second Democrat governor to opt into school choice, okay? I'm guessing that there in New York, there was a lot of people that probably said, look, we really want this. And it looks like Kathy Hochul is listening to her constituents. I wish Governor Wes Moore would do the same thing. I mean, think about it. New York schools are not as bad as Maryland schools, if you're looking at the test scores. Yet we can't seem to get Governor Wes Moore to opt into school choice. But I just wanted to give you that little nugget that was announced yesterday by the governor. And, you know, look, I don't respect many things that she has said and done in the past, but to opt into school choice as a Democrat and to be the second to do so as far as governors, I respect it. I respect it. You know, the key to all of this, and I don't have to tell you guys this, but the key to all of this is to make sure that our kids are educated properly, right? That's the key to success. You know, they always say, oh, we want to get to the root cause, and oh, you know, it's this, that, and the third. And some of it is, you know, your environment. Some of it is your parents. You know, some of it is, you know, whether or not you've got any discipline, if you, you know, show respect, any morals, principles. You know, those things are there. But if you don't educate these kids, they aren't going anywhere. They're going to the next street corner to sell dope. That's where they're going. Or they're going right to prison because they're going to try to carjack someone or rob them at gunpoint because they can't make money on their own. And it's a shame, but that's where we are. So, as I mentioned, I give credit where credit's due. Governor Kathy Hochul in New York, I'm giving you credit for opting into school choice. All right, a couple other things here. Your text messages coming in. Lori, first-time texter here. Good morning, Lori. She says, your new name for governor should be Gov Messmore. Gov Messmore, that's a good one. That is a good one, Lori. Thank you so much, and thank you for texting in. I appreciate that. Let's see. Ron says, holy crap, the creep Bill Ferguson is in Southside Diner sucking up to a bunch of crusty old women and young Karens. Now I've lost my appetite. Well, he's out there. Senator Bill Ferguson, he's out there campaigning. That's why I said, you know, and I love the fact that we do have some great candidates in the Republican Party. They're campaigning as well. But Bill Ferguson is campaigning like his life depends on it. And here's the thing. And again, that's the question of the day if you go to WCBM.com. Do you think Bill Ferguson needs Governor Westmore's endorsement to win the seat? I want to get your thoughts on that. You know, yes or no. But here's the thing. Bobby LaPid, if Bill Ferguson could just outline just Bobby LaPid's platform and how expensive it is, and then reiterate that we are in a $1.4 billion plus deficit, I would think that that would be helpful, okay? Now, is he as good as Bobby LaPid on social media? No. Does he need to be? Not necessarily. Social media doesn't win races. Right? I mean, we talked about, I know I've talked about it before, Valentina Gomez running in Texas. Before that, she had ran in Missouri, and she only did social media. She ran her entire campaign on social media. In Missouri, she got about 11%, and then down in Texas, you know, the next race, because she tried to move to a red district, which, you know, it is what it is. People do that all the time. But that race, I think she got about maybe 12%. It's like you can't, and this is in the primary, by the way, the GOP primary. You cannot run a race on social media and think that that's going to win it. Impossible. Bobby LaPid, like I said, if people knew what he stood for, he would be highly unpopular. There wouldn't be anybody lining up to vote for this guy. You already have, you know, some of those Democrats in Annapolis that are talking about putting tampons in the men's restroom. He's on that, you know, on that ticket. That's what he wants to see. And Senator Bill Ferguson, even though I hate his illegal immigration policies, he's not wacky left, right? He's not that wacky where he believes men are actually women in some form or fashion, right? There's still like a little bit of common sense that lives there anyways. But yeah, Ron, thank you for pointing that out. I'm sure Bill Ferguson is out there campaigning very hard. And he's probably trying to ignore the fact that Governor Westmore did not endorse him, but did endorse people that didn't even ask for his endorsement. And Todd and Street says, morning, Cam, if Trump was in charge of the bridge, it would be up already. Todd, I believe you. I believe you 100%. 100%. Let's see. Scott in Westminster says, Cam, on Casey & Company, Sean said today is the anniversary of the first James Bond movie. Oh, Scott, I did hear that. I think you would make a great Bond girl. Oh, no. I don't want to be a DEI Bond girl. You know, Scott in Westminster. That's really sweet of you. I don't think so. But I do love, because I heard Kristen played... She played the Bond music when he was talking about that. That is still a very good song, classic song. Do we have that, Brian, the producer, the James Bond theme music? We gotta pull that up. But yeah, Kristen played it this morning, and Scott Westminster, I appreciate that compliment, but that's not going to be me. Yeah, never thought about that one. Catherine says, Cam, how about Governor No More? You know what? That's a good one. That is a good one, Kathy. Catherine says, that's right to the point, and I'm in the red state of Tennessee. You know what, Catherine? God bless you, and don't go anywhere, because we're going to talk about what you guys just did there in Tennessee yesterday. I should say your legislators in the General Assembly. Man, oh man, you had Democrats fighting. Oh, one Democrat had to be pulled out in handcuffs, got up in a trooper's face. You had one Democrat, she decided to get on her desk. And like she's yelling and screaming from the desk. I mean, Tennessee was wild yesterday. Wild. All over a congressional map. all over the congressional map. We'll get into that in a little bit. Again, I do want to get into veterans calling out Governor Wes Moore. I thought this was very interesting, and this is why I wanted to share it with you, because this veteran is a lifelong Democrat. He recently changed his party affiliation to unaffiliated. Okay? That's how bad it is. All right? He's a lifelong Democrat, and guess what? He is a black man. He is a veteran, and he's calling out Wes Moore. Take a listen.
As questions continue to escalate about Governor Moore's military records, Marine veteran Dave Grogan is calling on the governor to release his full military records. Grogan, who spent most of his adult life as a Democrat, is now an unaffiliated voter, is running for sheriff in Prince George's County.
You yourself are a candidate for public office. Would you release your military records?
Everything. My law enforcement records, my military records, and whatever people want to know about Dave Grogan. I talk openly. Anybody want to have a discussion? And this is what I'm sort of known for. I don't have anything to hide.
When asked for an interview on Thursday, Governor Moore's spokesperson said they cannot grant our request. For months, the governor's team has claimed questions about his records are politically motivated. We asked Grogan if that makes sense.
I don't think so. I can't see if... When you're a public figure, I mean, we all have private lives, but your military record should be public. To me, he should have it on his website. But there's nothing wrong with it. There's probably things in his record that he doesn't want out to the public that went on in the military.
With these additional questions, whether it be issues on transparency, his military record, is there any world where you would vote for Wes Moore now based upon the questions that you have?
No, sir.
All right, and there you have Gary Collins sitting down with a Marine veteran who said that he is not voting for Governor Wes Moore. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. He's not voting for Wes Moore, a lifelong Democrat that has now switched parties to be an independent. He's not even saying I'm coming over to the Republican side. He's saying I just can't get with the Democrat Party any longer. And I thought it was very interesting because this veteran also brings up a really good point. How do you trust someone like Wes Moore at this point? We found out so many different untruths, right? I mean, to claim that you grew up in Baltimore City, who does that? Like, who does that? Who, like, as a grown adult, who claims to grow up somewhere they didn't grow up? What, for book sales? Is that why you did it? Or were you always going to push the story of, oh, I overcame, because you always thought you were going to be a politician? The whole thing with the Oxford, you know, because this is, now there's a couple things missing. The military records, those aren't the only things missing, right? The Bronze Star was missing that he awarded himself, right? But then remember, the Oxford thesis is still missing. And that's supposedly in regards to radical Islam, and that's how he ended up getting the White House fellowship with Condoleezza Rice when he was a proud Republican. Where is that thesis? I have a sneaky suspicion, and I think I said this before, that thesis will put out there, if we were all to see it, if it did exist, I guarantee you it would show how conservative Governor Wes Moore used to be. Now, on Pat Bette David's podcast, another piece of it did drop. I saw it this morning. It probably dropped last night. But Pat Bette David, PBD podcast, pretty big podcast, millions of followers. Governor Wes Moore went down to Miami to be on the podcast because they like to do it in person. And from my understanding, because my friend Rob Smith went down there and he was on that podcast, he said they're right in the airplane hangar there. So you fly right in and you just walk around like a couple of buildings and you're right there in the studio. And that's how they make sure, because I guess there's a lot of, you know, high profile people that go on this podcast. So they fly their private jets right in and then they're right there to do the podcast and then they could fly right out. Anyways, Governor Wes Moore was on and he said he was asked by Bette David if his son came to him and said that he wanted to transition, what would be your response? And Governor Moore said he was fine with it. Now, of course, that's doing big numbers, if you can imagine, on X. You know what? What I'll do is I'll find it and I'll send it over to Brian, the producer, so you can hear it yourself. I was shocked to hear him say that. Not because I don't know. Like, obviously, this is the agenda. This is the narrative the Democrat Party pushes. But knowing his history, knowing his background, right, being at the Bush Center, Condoleezza Rice, Frederick Douglass is his idol. If your son came to you and said that he wanted to transition, and he even asked him, as a minor, you're saying yes? I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Then he sat down there in Cheltenham, Maryland, right, 2 days ago, standing there in this, you know, wooded area, and they're telling us 230-plus black boys are buried there. Not sure where they even got that number, to be honest with you. And Maryland DJS, they're the ones that did the research. So it's a kind of like trust me, bro kind of situation. But on top of it, it's like, you know, here he's down there, and he's kneeling down, and he's, you know, trying to have like this impactful photo shoot. And it's all just, you know, smoke and mirrors with this guy. Smoke and mirrors. I don't think he believes in anything that he's saying or doing right now. But he's doing it to be the president. Is that who you want leading your state? It's definitely not who you want leading the country, you know, that will do anything to be the president. Just think about this. I think he's somebody that's willing to take a donation from absolutely anyone. You know, if David Duke with the KKK, if he called Wes Moore and said, you know what, I thought about it. You know what, forget the racism. I want to support you. You know what I think Wes Moore would say to the leader of the KKK? I think he would say, okay, great. Send the check. Now, we all know that all money's not good money. We're not going to take it, you know, but the sales team here, they'll come to me and say, hey, Kim, do you want to endorse this? Kim, do you want to work with these people? There's many times where I say no. Right? Because you got to have standards. You have to have, you have to be the person in which you grew up as, right? The morals, the values. You got to have something, some kind of integrity. I don't see that with this guy. I go to the phone lines here. I got Tom in Westminster. Hey, Tom, Wes Moore is not releasing his military records. How do you feel about that?
Well, ma'am, I'm a 24-year combat veteran, and I have a couple of observations to make that'll disprove Governor Moore's combat leadership, okay? If he was in the infantry, which he was not, he'd have a combat infantry badge on his uniform. He doesn't. That means no combat through that route. If he wasn't in the infantry and he led troops into combat, he would have the combat action badge on his uniform. He does not. But what I really want to point out is an officer can lead, and that's in quotes, troops in combat without actually going into combat himself. He is the commander. Those troops go into combat, but he doesn't. That's why his Bronze Star does not have a V device for valor. It was awarded after the fact for service. If you look on the back of the medal, it says for combat valor or service. His was for service. All of these things say he stayed in the rear. He did not engage troops. And a good reporter would look that man in the eye and say, did you ever discharge your weapon against the enemy? See what he says.
Ooh, wow. You know what, Tom? I'm going to get that over to Gary Collins at Fox 45. I'll see if he can yell it to him the next time he sees him. Tom, thank you so much for giving me that information. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Interesting. Very interesting. All right. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Wes Moore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Wes Moore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shirai Yousefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Yousefi. Treasurer Andrew Horvath.
The Rob Carson Show.
Thank God it's Friday!
Yes! Hey guys, it's Carson. By the grace of God, it is finally Friday. As usual, our unusual suspects join us, including Tony Kennett from the Daily Signal to talk about the bloodbath in Indiana for Rhino Republicans this week. The great Mary Walter, and of course from Hollywood and Toto.com, Christian Toto, noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, I do see, somebody came in the studio here just a minute ago to tell me that the Trump administration released through the Department of War the UFO files. All right. Now, I can't go through them right here on air. What I'm going to have to do is read them over the weekend. And then we're going to have to talk about it on Monday because there's a lot here. And I want to get it right. And I'm going to say UFO. This whole UAP thing, get that out of here. That's like not saying Merry Christmas. I'm saying UFO. All right? But I do see that. And if you guys want to go to war.gov and just go down, it says immediate release within the last 2 hours. You'll see the release there. And this is what I know Anna Paulina Luna, the congresswoman out of Florida, she was posting about it yesterday, saying 8 a.m. is the time, 8 a.m. is the time. So I guess they did get it out by 8 a.m. Very interesting. I will go through all of these files over the weekend, and we'll talk about it on Monday. And I appreciate you guys texting in and weighing in here and letting me know all about it. So we'll see about that. As far as Governor Wes Moore, and again, thank you to our caller just weighed in there. I do believe personally those military records they're going to tell all, and that's why they're avoiding this. Here's what I'll say to Governor Moore's administration, okay? And you can take this advice, or you can just leave it. When you go to run for the Oval Office, they're going to get all this information. And they're going to put it out there. And I can tell you that it is best to put it out there yourself instead of allowing a political opponent or somebody that hates your guts to put it out there for you. And I even know this from experience, right? So it's best that you put it out there so that you can sit down. You know everybody in media right now. You're on some of the biggest shows in politics. Put the information out there. Do a sit-down interview. Make it prime time. And explain it. It is very clear there is something off here. The stories that you have told, Governor Moore, in the past, we've seen them time and time again. Another story, what we found out from the Washington Free Beacon with Andrew Kerr, the journalist. And you had this story where Governor Moore, he's stumping for candidates across the country, and he would tell the story about his great-grandfather encountering the KKK in an area of Georgia where the KKK did not exist. And when he was asked about it, of course, he couldn't respond to it. Governor Moore, these stories, I don't know if you think they make you look better. Do you think, I've got to play this card, that card, and that, you already have a great story. You don't have to embellish it. If anyone ever told you in your career that you've got to embellish it, just know that's not your friend, because now they put you in this situation. But being a Rhodes Scholar, growing up, losing your father at the age of 3, growing up there with your mom, her trying to figure it all out. You were acting out. Lots of kids act out. That's not anything new. And then you end up at Valley Forge. You end up, at these schools that really got you on the right track. It's already a great story. You don't have to lie to us. Who are you trying to impress at this point? Any other Democrat over there that you might have a primary with in 2028? Do you see anybody else with a great story? Gavin Newsom? He doesn't have a great story. Pete Buttigieg? He doesn't have a great story. Who are you worried about? I say this as a Maryland resident, right? You are currently the governor. I'm asking you to stop lying. I'm asking you to stop lying. Put an end to it. And then work on the key bridge. If you got to call President Trump, if you got to humble yourself, take your ego down a notch, and get on the phone with Sean Duffy and President Trump and say, hey, I want the Army Corps of Engineers. I got to get this bridge up because so many Maryland residents are quite literally, not even just Maryland residents, they're quite literally just sitting on 95. I had to do it again yesterday. I was late picking Olivia up. I had to have somebody go pick her up. Then they had to go drop her off at her hair appointment. Why? Because I'm sitting on 95 behind a bunch of tractor trailers. And this is no shade to the tractor trailers. You're out there just like us. because of what we're in right now, this situation. If you think that I, you know, talk about you a lot here, Governor Moore, because I don't want you to succeed, please know that that's not the case. You are the governor. You are the incumbent. You are the executive of the state. I want you to be successful. We are hurting here. You wouldn't even push for the gas tax holiday. You talk about affordability. You've got all these mainstream shows. You don't do any local media unless they kiss your behind. You can't treat people like this. And if this is the case, don't run for office. Same thing with Kathy doesn't want to work Clausmeyer. If you don't want this position, if you can't talk to people, if you can't do the job, don't run. This all comes with the job. You don't run from questions from Gary Collins. He sees you ducking and diving in your SUV. It's part of the job. Do your job. All right, coming up next, I do want to talk about Tennessee and what they were able to accomplish yesterday. Also, Thomas Massie, congressman in Kentucky, sat down with Tucker Carlson, disclosed some information. We'll get to that and more coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. military says it has fired on and disabled two more Iranian-flagged oil tankers trying to break the American blockade that President Trump has described as a wall of steel. When it comes to his blueprint for ending the Iran war, the president says the bottom line is simple. Iran will never get a nuclear weapon. The American hiring machine cranked out 115,000 new jobs last month. A robust hiring report had caught the experts by surprise. The unemployment rate holding steady, 4.3%. Spanish authorities ready to receive more than 140 passengers and crew members from that hantavirus-stricken cruise ship. It's currently heading toward the Canary Islands. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow's up 78 points. NASDAQ ahead 281 points. This is SRN News.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial pound 250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's pound 250 micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Make it five straight playoff wins and a 2-0 semifinal series lead for the East top-seeded Pistons, who toppled the Cavaliers 107-97. Cade Cunningham's double-double of 25 points and 10 assists led the way.
It was great. Protecting home court, make sure we set the tone. We had a good start to start the game. Yeah, you know, just a high intensity, high focus from everybody, so it was good.
The NCAA will expand its men's and women's basketball tournaments to 76 teams starting next season. Stanley Cup playoffs, Jordan Staal and Andrei Svechnikov each recorded a goal and an assist, and the Hurricanes took a commanding 3-0 East second-round lead with a 4-1 win over the Flyers. Major League Baseball, the Cubs earned their ninth straight win in the NL and the Rays their seventh in the AL. And in golf, Matt McCarty holds a one-shot lead after an opening 63 in the Truist Championship at Quail Hollow. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Hey, Bel Air, this is Alfonso. Come experience one of the area's most exciting new spots from the festival, Sol Oaxaca. We're serving up fresh homemade Mexican favorites from guacamole made fresh to tacos, fajitas, enchiladas, and more. Love seafood? We've got it. Vegetarian options? Covered. And don't miss our brick oven pizzas and lunch specials Monday through Friday till 3. Join us for lunch, dinner, or drinks 7 days a week. Just Google Sol Oaxaca Bel Air. Solo Oaxaca for Sol Oaxaca Bel Air. Bel Air. That's Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. And come taste what everyone's talking about.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures looking good for your Friday afternoon. A little closer to average, upper 60s and lower 70s. Breezy conditions, however. That west wind going to be kicking about 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday brings the chance for some showers in the morning. Couple of pop-up thunderstorms for the afternoon. We're drier on Sunday for Mother's Day and warmer as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Amazon Business. Unlock smart business buying with fast, free delivery on millions of items and practical AI innovations that automate repetitive tasks. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, a lot of chatter online. That's right, war.gov. If you want to check out what the Department of War just released this morning in regards to UFO. It's there. I will read it this weekend. We'll get into that conversation on Monday. So look at us. We already got something to talk about. Now, some people are thinking, Kim, I don't want to talk about this. I know. Real quick, the question of the day, don't forget, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Senator Bill Ferguson can win without Governor Moore's endorsement? You can take part in this poll at WCBM.com. You can also do it right there on the WCBM 680 app. It is free in the App Store. Right now, 74% of you say, yes, he's got this. 26% of you say, no, he cannot do it without the endorsement. You know, interesting enough, I don't know who's correct on this one. I don't know who's correct. You know, I just kind of look at, I guess, you know, and here's the thing. I'm informed about his opponent, right? I know about Bobby LePen. I know that he's a crazy lunatic and he's more progressive, quote unquote, than AOC and, like, you know, I would say, possibly Cori Bush combined, right? And so I know that he's not a good fit for Maryland. I don't think he's a good fit for office at all. But to those that are not paying attention, to those that only see Bobby LePen's social media account and the videos that go viral, they might think that he's more of a moderate. And so if he ends up getting Governor Wes Moore's endorsement, then Bill Ferguson is going to struggle, right? Now, Wes Moore has not endorsed Bobby LePen either. So I just want to make sure we're very clear on that. He hasn't endorsed anybody in that primary as of yet. I did want to play this clip that I got sent over to Brian, the producer, because I told you, Pat Bet David on his PBD podcast asked Governor Wes Moore that if his child, his, you know, as a minor, came to him and said he wanted a sex change, what would his response be? Take a listen.
Your son comes in saying he wants to transition. What do you do?
Well, first, I mean, if it's my son, so I love him regardless, right? And he's always going to have my undying love. That's me, right? I want to make sure that I'm involved in understanding, where he is, how he's feeling, the way he's feeling, why he thinks it's important. If this is a journey that he wants to go down, I want him to always be comfortable in his own skin. And I want him to always know that he has a partner in me to help him along that journey.
Would you advise him to wait till he's 18?
If this is how he is feeling and I feel like I'm closely tied to him, I'm not going to advise him on something that he feels is
at 14
right.
years old, Wes?
No, I understand it. But what I'm saying is the most important thing for me is I want him to feel safe in his own skin, safe in his own decision making, but also know that at 14 years old, I want to be involved inside of that process as well. I'm not going to condemn him nor castigate him. I'm not going to kick him out of the house. I'm not going to do anything that's going to hurt him.
Yeah, so
but I just want to make sure that I'm involved.
All right, and there is the clip. Wow. Now, of course, he struggled to answer that question. I don't think he's ever been asked that question, I would say. I've never been asked that question. That would have threw me for a loop that anybody would even ask. But, you know, for me, I would say, heck no. Well, yeah, no, Olivia's not transitioning, nor would she ever want to. But I thought that was interesting. Pat, but David surprised me by asking a question outside of the box. And to say that you would be fine with your 14-year-old boy transitioning to a girl, I think this is going to haunt him later. I think it's going to haunt him later. I think that we will continue to chip away and place more common sense into the atmosphere here in America. And I am one to think by the time Wes Moore does run for the Oval Office, at that point, I think you'll have a lot more moderate Democrats being more vocal. I think they don't like how crazy left things have gone. And I think you're going to have Democrats that are going to say that they will not allow minors to transition. And now here he is on this podcast, on record, saying that a minor transitioning is just fine. Whew. You know, doing these rogue podcasts, it comes with a price. It does. You know, when you're on MSNBC, if you're on CNN or all these other, you know, Fox, you know, things like that, you're going to get pretty much the similar basic questions, and they're going to keep it towards current events. But when you do those long-form podcasts, when you're sitting there for over an hour, and they're asking you questions, and they're just speaking off the cuff, you're going to get these, you know, curveball questions. And that was one of them. And his response, not a good one. Not a good one. And so that's actually going viral right now, by the way, on X. And I saw where Libs for TikTok or Libs of TikTok, is that what she says? She posted it. There are a couple other people with Moms for Liberty. Those, you know, groups, they've been posting it. And, of course, PBD Podcast, he posted it as well. And it is going viral. It is going viral. In a second here, well, let me do, I can check it right now. I wonder if Wes Moore reposted this. Wes Moore did repost the one where he was talking about, excuse me, I'm going to go over here to his page now. Hold on one second. All right, the CNN, let's see, CPS, RNC. Okay, so these are the people that are posting this clip with him talking about the his son possibly transitioning. Going to his campaign account, again, we're talking about Governor Wes Moore. He did not repost this clip. He only talked about Baltimore's crime with PBD Podcast. He posted that clip. He also posted a clip about his military service. Governor Wes Moore posted a clip about military service and about Baltimore crime. He has not posted this current clip, the recent clip, about him allowing his 14-year-old boy to possibly transition if he was asked. Yeah, I have a feeling this is going to bite him in the butt later on. And I have a feeling he's not happy about this clip. And that's why he has not posted it. Wow, what a mistake. What a mistake. But you know what? Self-inflicted. You're supposed to be home, Governor Moore, building a bridge. You're not supposed to be in Miami, you know, at some airport hangar, you know, hanging out with PBD and doing podcasts. So it's self-inflicted. And I guess you're doing this because you want to get more attention. You want to be more popular because you do want to run for the Oval Office. Well, you know, I guess it comes with consequences. Because I don't know how you spend that in, you know, 4 or so years. You can't. That's a yikes. That's bad. All right. I did want to mention what's going on in Tennessee. Catherine had texted in the show earlier. Catherine, again, if you're listening from Tennessee, good morning to you and congratulations. Tennessee Republicans are celebrating. You had a district that was drawn in Tennessee based on race. All right. Now, it was around the Memphis area. They were trying to get like a black, solid black district. Now, why they think that would mean that a Democrat or a black Democrat would be elected, I don't know. This is that's what's the other racist part about this, right? Is they think that, you know, the black people in Memphis, they're going to absolutely vote for a black Democrat. You know, it's like, it's so racist. There's the stereotype. It's like, dude, they can end up voting for a white Republican for all you know. But you're still drawing these maps based on race. Well, anyways, the Tennessee governor, Bill Lee is his name, has officially signed the state's new congressional map into law. Tennessee will soon have 9 Republicans and 0 Democrat seats in Congress. Now, if you can imagine, all hell broke loose in Tennessee. So there are all these videos going viral out of the Tennessee State House. You got people standing on desks. You got protesters running up and down the hallways. There are people, literally, they're acting like their hair is on fire. They are so upset. This one woman, a legislator in the Democrat Party, she's pregnant. And she even stood on top of her desk, which is probably ill-advised. I don't know why she would do this, you know, because she looks like she's about at least 6 or 7 months. Well, she climbs up on this desk, which she could slip and fall off of at any moment. And she's up there to scream and shout, and she's upset about the map. That, what a terrible idea. Why would you do such a thing? Anyways, well, you know, we're not going to talk about her possible mothering here. What we will talk about is the fact that now Democrats are really learning their lesson here when it comes to what we just saw in the Supreme Court and Louisiana. You know, shout out to Louisiana taking this case to the Supreme Court and making sure that people understood that drawing congressional districts by race is unconstitutional. And I will say, too, if you have any friends, you know, especially any black friends that are, you know, upset about this, like Barack Obama and friends, just let them know, you know, remind them. You know, the reason that we are free today and how we live this great life and we are not oppressed is because of the Constitution. The last thing you want to do is trample on your freedom, trample on the Constitution. That's the part I still don't get about the Democrat Party. I mean, you talk about slavery, you talk about racism, you talk about these things all the time. Yet, you know, this one document that has lifted us out of that entire situation, you are just like tearing it up and throwing it away all the time. Like, oh, forget about the Constitution, right? It's like, dude, no, we need that. I'm like the person, like, there's a Democrat, this is like imagining in my mind, there's a Democrat, like, you know, tearing up the Constitution and flings it in the air and all these pieces come down. And I'm on the ground, like on my knees, trying to piece it back together and tape it. Like, no, wait. No, you know, that's what I'm envisioning. It's like, no, we need the Constitution. We need this. Stop. Stop. Oh, man. And just so you know, some people I don't think realize this, Brian, the producer, the don't tread on me signs. Do people know that's what that yellow sign is with this, like the snake in the middle? I don't know if people know that. Well, probably here at WCBM. Yeah, the audience here probably knows it. Anyways, I do not want to trample on the Constitution, and I'm very thankful for my rights. But yeah, so in Tennessee, you've got 9 Republican seats, 0 Democrat seats. Now, the interesting part about this is going to go to court, right? Because they're saying see you in court. According to the census in Tennessee, this map will most likely hold up. Yes. It will most likely hold up based on the number of Republicans in Tennessee and the way these districts are. And that's just how it is. They're going to have 9 Republican seats and not a Democrat seat. I'll go to the phone lines here. It looks like I have a friend on the line. I haven't talked to in a while. Leonard in Silver Spring. Hey, Leonard.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're talking about the redistricting. Tennessee had a big day.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I don't understand your glee in seeing that the voting power of African Americans, particularly in the South, is diluted. Why is that? So every other district, and for instance Tennessee is probably going to be a white district. That's okay, but the minute you say it's a black district, all hell breaks loose.
Well, no, you might misunderstand me here, Leonard. So I look at these districts and I think it should be based on the congressional districts and the census, right? And if the census shows that there's 9 Republican seats, then there's just 9 Republican seats. Maryland.
You're glossing over the issue. Why is it, Kim, in your MAGA world, it's okay to disenfranchise, take away black power, to give it to a white?
How are they taking away black power? Explain that to me.
Historically, if you look in the South, particularly all the states that were garnered under the Voting Rights Act, a number of black candidates at the federal level can be counted on one hand. I think there's only like four or five black Republicans in Congress now. And I think next year there will be none. And you're telling me that happens organically? It was designed to be that way, Kim.
No, it's not designed. No, I know the black Republicans on Capitol Hill. I'm friends with them, Leonard.
Listen real quick.
Leonard. Wesley Hunt ran for the U.S. Senate seat in Texas, so he did not run again. That's why he won't be there. Byron Donalds is running for governor in Florida, so he will not be there. He'll most likely be the governor of Florida. Burgess Owens, who we had on the show after he announced that he's not running for re-election, wants to go back to Utah with his family. John James in Michigan is running. No, wait a second. He's running for governor in Michigan. He will hopefully win that seat. It's not designed like anything. These guys have other ambitions.
My point is, Kim, that the reason there's so little representation of African Americans in the southern states is because it's designed that way. So we'll just go ahead and
well, you
so
know what?
Two ways of
no,
doing
Leonard,
things.
You know
we
what?
Pack it.
Just in Virginia,
you don't want to listen to the truth.
You don't want to listen to the truth. Just in Virginia, you had people like Governor Moore, black people,
go down to Virginia,
and they campaigned against the black woman for Abigail Spanberger. Who did that? Black people. The NAACP supported Abigail Spanberger and not Winsome Sears. And let me tell you, Leonard, you're talking to a black congressional candidate.
Apples and oranges.
You're talking to a black congressional candidate that was only supported by white voters. Black people in this district of 2 and 7 did not vote for me, and I am black. I ran against a white guy. His name is Johnny Oshesky. White people supported me, Leonard.
Yes, and they supported you because you were a Republican. And secondly,
this isn't about race, importantly, this is about party lines.
If you would have ran as a Democrat, you may have had a better chance.
So this isn't about race then, Leonard. You just proved your point to be wrong. This is about Democrat and Republican.
This is the thing. So Republicans have been crying for years about black people. You have been crying, oh, black people need to vote for Republicans. What the hell has a Republican ever given a black person ever since the Southern Strategy? Absolutely nothing.
Leonard, you think the government's job is to give you something? What is the Democrat Party giving you?
It's supposed to protect my rights, and you're willing.
That's what we're talking about. The Constitution was upheld yesterday in Tennessee. It was upheld at the Supreme Court. That's protecting your rights, Leonard. You should be celebrating along with me.
So basically what the Supreme Court said is that, hey, that basically told these former states that whatever pretext you want to use to rearrange these districts, as long as you say it's not about race, it's okay. Because you can look after Reconstruction, during Jim Crow, all the way up until the 80s, the number of black candidates that's been elected is minuscule. And those populations in those states where black people have substantial populations, 1/3, 25% or more, they get no they don't have an opportunity to vote for someone that looks like them.
They have the opportunity if they want to. Leonard, we didn't lose any voting rights. You and I'm assuming you're black. I apologize if you're not. We didn't lose any voting rights. We have the same voting rights as everybody else. And if they, if those people in Tennessee, if they want to nominate a black person to represent them, they can do so. That was not taken away from them. You still have that opportunity.
Tim, I know you know better. Unless this is what you say in order to stay to keep favor within these nut job MAGA people.
Leonard, I am a black woman that just ran against a white guy, and black people didn't vote for me. So
you didn't. They didn't vote for you because you didn't give them what they wanted to vote for.
No, because I was a Republican. Because I was a Republican, and that's the point. This is not about race. This is about party affiliation.
That didn't give black folks what they wanted.
What did they want, Leonard? Right. Real quick, I got to go. What did they want? What did I not give them?
I don't know. Whatever they want.
Exactly.
I'm not in that district, but apparently...
Leonard, I hope you have a great weekend. It was great talking to you as always.
Girl.
Thank you. Leonard. We'll talk more when we get back.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at lorienassistedliving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Previously on Casey and Company.
The Democrats don't care because they just think they just launder money through the legislature to their supporters, to their donors, to their unions, to their constituents. They don't care who gets the money. They'll finally pass a bill that might hold nonprofits accountability. This state is, I think, one of the most corrupt states in the entire United States of America.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right. So very spirited conversation there for Mother's Day weekend. That was Leonard in Silver Spring, and I appreciate you calling in, trying to lasso me back to the plantation. I'm free. I'll say it again, boy. I'm free now. I'm free. I'm going to keep on walking. Leonard, it doesn't make any sense. And I like you, Leonard. I'm just, you know, making fun right now. But, you know, you just brought up the black representatives in Congress today and how they're not going to be there, you know, next election cycle. And as I told you, I'm friends with all of them. And that is a fact. And so they're all leaving because many of them have higher ambitions. But Wesley Hunt was actually asked this question on Capitol Hill. And I want you to listen to his response.
There's been a lot of talk how there won't be any black Republican members in the new term. What do you make of that?
Nothing. I don't understand how that's relevant.
Is there a problem with, like, recruitment? Or,
I don't think it's a problem with anything. I'm not here because I'm black. I am here because I'm qualified representative for Congressional District 38, and the American people choose who they want to choose. Yeah. And the one thing I don't want to get into is this game of race bait all day, every day. Yeah. If there's 4, if there's 10, if there's none, what we are talking about is who is the best person that is best qualified to fill a seat regardless of the way that they look. And I tell people this all the time till I'm blue in the face. I represent a white majority district that President Trump would have won by over 20 points, and I won by 25 points the last time I ran. I'm being judged not by the color of my skin, but by the content of my character. I don't care how many black people are here. I want the most qualified people that are here.
Thank you.
Bada bing, bada boom. Congressman Wesley Hunt, and I'm so sad that he's leaving Capitol Hill. That's because of obviously responses like that. West Point grad, very accomplished man. And as he just said to the reporter there, it doesn't matter if he is black. And yes, he was elected in Texas 38, which is predominantly white. I think it's like 5% black people there. It's like white people do elect black representatives. And as my producer pointed out, in Massachusetts, and Leonard, if you're listening, they have all black representatives except for one. Meanwhile, Massachusetts, so if you're looking at the demographics, only 15% of Massachusetts is actually black. It's mostly a white state. And they elected black representatives. Look, we didn't lose any voting rights. Thank God we didn't lose our Constitution. Barack Obama, Westmore, the Democrats, you know, they say it's dangerous. Johnny O, they want us to lose our Constitution. Thank God that didn't happen. Cheryl Riley coming up next, running in District 8.
For 75 years, our voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, we've pushed the science,
changed the laws,
raised the funds, shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular disease research.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you can stop us if you try.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The great American hiring machine cranked out 115,000 new jobs last month. The robust hiring report caught the experts off guard.
Hiring was better than the 65,000 economists had expected, though it was decelerated from the 185,000 jobs created in March. The unemployment rate remained at a low 4.3%. The war has caused the biggest disruption of global oil supplies in history and sent average U.S. gasoline prices surging past $4.50 a gallon this week. But the conflict hasn't done much damage to the American job market so far.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett says healthcare added 37,000 jobs, transportation and warehousing 30,000, but 2,000 manufacturing jobs were lost. When it comes to his blueprint for ending the Iran war, President Trump says his bottom line remains the same.
The plan is very simple. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. It cannot have a nuclear bomb. And it's not going to happen. Really at the end of the line. It really are.
Secretary of State Rubio says ideally the U.S. plan would lay the groundwork for a serious process of negotiation.
We're expecting a response from them today at some point. We have not received that yet as you know, in the last hour, but perhaps that will come. Their system is still highly fractured and a bit dysfunctional as well, so that may be serving as an impediment. I hope it's a serious offer. I really do.
The U.S. military says it has fired on and disabled two more Iran-flagged oil tankers trying to break the American blockade that President Trump has described as a wall of steel. An online system used by thousands of schools and universities is back online following a cyber attack. Canvas used to manage grades, course notes, assignments, lecture videos, and more. The Dow is up 69 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-573-4400. That's 800-573-4400. Again, that's 800-573-4400. 4400.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that the teen driver involved in a crash in Cockeysville nearly a week ago died Thursday, according to the Baltimore County Police Department. The driver was identified as 16-year-old Andrew Sober. On May 1st, around 9:45 p.m., officers were called to the intersection of Poplar Hill Road and Merriman's Mill Road for a reported single-vehicle crash, authorities said. The preliminary investigation found the 2016 Toyota Prius was traveling southbound on Poplar Hill Road when it left the roadway and hit a tree. And the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives confirmed a smoke shop employee was arrested after an undercover agent conducted several buys in Baltimore County. Kareem Abdallah is charged with federal possession with intent to distribute and federal possession of a machine gun. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to Ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Ready, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Ready, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to ready.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Ready to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to Ready.com or call 888-270-REDY, 888-270-READY.
The Orioles could not complete a sweep. Baltimore lost 4-3 to the Miami Marlins in walk-off fashion. Gunnar Henderson, Pete Alonso, and Sam Basayo each drove in a run in the setback. Andrew Kittredge allowed an unearned run in the ninth inning, getting the loss. The O's return home tonight to begin a series against the A's. WCBM News Time, 11:05. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is next.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
WCBM News Time, 11:05. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Looking for temperatures in the upper 60s and lower 70s, breezy for your Friday afternoon. Tracking our next weather maker as rain showers and a couple of thunderstorms possible on Saturday, but then drier and even warmer on Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
62 degrees in Bel Air, 62 in Edgemere, and 60 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Mother's Day weekend. Hopefully you got some plans this weekend. Should be nice on Sunday. Get out there and do something. And if your mom is still with us, make sure you at least give her a phone call or two. Let her know that you love her. You know, if you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where have you been? We've had such a spirited a spirited show. Lots of spirited conversations this morning. A lot of it has to do with the congressional districts and the maps. We were just talking to our caller, a letter from Silver Spring, and he believes what happened in Tennessee yesterday is, you know, wrong. And he believes that drawing congressional maps or districts based on race is the right thing. And, you know, this is why I'm glad why we have the other side of the aisle call in, because you can hear just how delusional they are. And you can hear, you know, how they absolutely believe that this is okay. And you got to be able to, you know, to hear that and understand it and be prepared for it if you're faced with it, you know, walking and talking, you know, at the, you know, the next happy hour event you go to or what have you. There are people that truly believe these things. as you heard. And, you know, it's sad to see, because this is not what my ancestors fought for. They did not fight for districts drawn based on race. And if that's the case, like I said before, then it's not about being black. It's about being a Democrat. They want you to be a Democrat because I am black. I ran against a white guy. I actually went to early voting, the polling locations. There are women there with this, you know, Win with Black Women t-shirts on. And I thought, okay, well, that's great, because I'm the black woman in this race. No, it's because I'm a Republican. No, you can't be a Republican. You can't be a Trump supporter. Then you don't win with black women. Then you choose the white guy. You see how none of that makes sense, Leonard? Of course, lots of you are weighing in, but I do have a guest on the line. I'm going to go to these phone calls real quick because they've been waiting so patiently. I got Sam in the car. Sam, did you want to weigh in on redistricting?
Yeah, you know, I used to live in Ellicott City for 25 years, and years ago, we had a white farmer in Ellicott City and in Howard County who had been representing us for years, and then they redrew the map, and then he was voted out. And we weren't represented. I don't know if it was Queasy Mafume or who it was that ended up representing us. But, you know, now they're trying to redistrict so they can get rid of Andy Harris. And those people that he represents are not going to appreciate that Baltimore City, or I can't believe they're stretching Baltimore City. I could see it stretching it into Howard County. It's only 20 miles. But down to the Eastern Shore, I don't know how they're going to do that. But, you know, it was one of the reasons years ago when I got the chance, even though I still work at Fort Meade for the federal government, I live in Selbyville, Delaware, and I'm out of this mess.
I don't blame you, Sam. Wow. I do not blame you. And yes, as far as their districts, it is quite ridiculous. Sam, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Hey, one other thing. Yeah. One other thing. You know, I think part of the reason our gas is expensive is because Joe Biden used up all our reserves.
Well, you know, that also, you know, I know that President Trump did replenish a bit of it when he got in, but you're right. He did deplete the reserves during the Afghanistan withdrawal. And that's not something they want to talk about. But great points there, Sam. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then real quick here, because we got Cheryl Riley on the line. Remember, she's running in CD8. We got to get to Cheryl and find out what she has going on there in that district. I got Jenny in Middle River. Jenny, did you want to weigh in real quick here on redistricting?
Yeah, I just, well, not redistricting, but about callers calling in, because some people call in for a discussion and other people call in simply to push their opinion, and they believe their opinion is true. And I've been around a lot of opinion pushers, and you should really limit the time with some of those people. If you think you're frustrated, we're frustrated hearing it. But I also wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day this weekend and say one more thing. Maybe the caller who is calling out race and party, maybe he could stand behind Bernie Flowers. He's black. He needs lots of help. He needs lots of money. So maybe he could take a stand and help some people out. That would be the best.
Great points.
Anyway, have a great weekend.
Great points. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. Thank you, Jenny, so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Great points. And, yeah, I was just at Bernie Flowers' event this week. Congressional District 3, Leonard. Silver Spring. You know what? Silver Spring? You might be in Cheryl's district. Let's find out. Let's find out. Right now, we have our guest on the line. Cheryl Riley is running in Congressional District 8. Jamie Raskin has been sitting in his seat for quite a long time. Good morning, Cheryl. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah,
I'm doing allergies, so I sound kind of rough, but I'm all good.
All right. Well, good. We're glad to hear it. You know what? There was a great point there by our caller, Jenny. I wanted to ask you, Cheryl, when it comes to District 8, because the way these districts are drawn, it's so hard to understand the map. Which parts of Maryland are in District 8?
So it's Rockville, Silver Spring, North Bethesda, Aspen Hill, Wheaton, Garrett Park, Kensington, a piece of PG County, and Potomac, which is, it's all over the place. It's kind of nutty, if you will. Tacoma Park, of course. So yes, and yes, Bernie, who I adore, I love him, I support him fully. He's just a genuine guy, would be a great leader. we do overlap in Silver Spring. So hopefully you'll see both of us out there together on the trail at some point.
Nice. And so, yeah, that Leonard is from Silver Spring. So, Leonard, find out, because he can help out with either your race, Cheryl, or Bernie's.
Yay!
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, no, that would be great. That would be great. Cheryl, you know, first and foremost, I know that this is not your first rodeo. If you could just give everybody kind of your background and how we got here to 2026.
No, it is not my first rodeo, and it's not a rodeo that I ever planned to attend, ever in my life. I never thought about politics, and to this day, I never want to be called a politician, ever. I want to be a civil servant, which I know sounds very altruistic, but that's just who I am. I began this journey in 22 when I ran for county council here in County District 4, which Kate Stewart won. Yes, I have quotation marks as I put one in the air, this district, and has done nothing for my district. But I decided to hop into that race because there wasn't a Republican opponent, so that always irks me. We always need to have representation in every election, no matter what. So I hopped into that race because of how, we had just lost my niece to a fentanyl overdose.
Oh, so
and that fueled my fire because I started paying attention to certainly talking with the detectives. They found the person that sold her a drug that she would never have bought or taken. Yes, unfortunately, she did have an addiction problem, but this was a deadly, deadly strain, kind of new to the area. Of fentanyl that they found the dealer through her social media and her computer and phone. But you know what? Because of the rules and regulations here in Montgomery County, they could not even tell Baltimore City where he lived. They couldn't even alert the police of his name. So I thought, so they couldn't charge him with anything. So I thought, how many other people have died because of this one person, because of equity, virtual signaling rules that the woke Montgomery County leadership has going on? Like, it just infuriated me. So, and then COVID. Don't get me started on COVID and how the county council handled that. In 24, it was literally, honest to God, it was a calling. Because I was planning on running again in 26 against Kate Stewart here for county council. And in 24, I'm not even exaggerating, it was like 2 a.m. I was woken up out of a dead sleep, and I thought, I need to run against Jamie Raskin. I just have to. So I called two people that I trust. One was my father. Another was a great advisor. And said, am I crazy? I have to file. So the next morning, I went. My father took me, and I filed to run against Jamie Raskin. No fear. It felt like it was what I was supposed to do because no one else had stepped up. And I did win that primary with no help, no money, and I did very well. 78,000 votes is not too shabby considering the clout and the lack of media attention, and that my race was literally, you could not find it anywhere. You could Google it, and you could not find who's running for Congress in District 6. So I'm kind of very proud of that accomplishment, but also saw that there are plenty of people that are very unhappy with the radical leadership that we have. So this year, game on. I mean, you know, I do believe that I have some name recognition. That's not to say it in an ego way. But that's pretty much all Raskin has to go on. It's his name. And I'm here to tell people, don't remember that name. Look at that name and run as far away from that name as you can, because he has not done a single thing toward the betterment of our county, our state, our district, and certainly our country.
Yeah, again, we're speaking to Cheryl O'Reilly. And Cheryl, you're running in District 8 there. And I wanted to ask you, do you have primary opponents?
Yes.
Okay, so there, you don't have to name them, but, you know, I don't ask candidates to
name them. And listen, yeah. I believe anybody, you know, they're free to run.
Yeah.
I encourage it. However,
You know what? It's just kind of wrong when you're kind of hopping on coattails of a district that I had covered. Like, I've got it. But it's okay. It's all good. You know, I wish everybody the best of luck. I applaud anybody that runs for office.
No, absolutely. And you mentioned there Jamie Raskin has not delivered for District 8. Of course, we saw him with the January 6th committee hearings. We saw him trying to impeach President Trump. But we also saw recently he was in the news, I guess, you know, financial issues. Did I read that right?
Well, there are a few things. So, first of all, he has violated the Stock Act twice.
Okay.
As you know, being in office. There was, I found it to be false. And believe me, I'm not a down and dirty candidate. So, you know, there are things that I do know about him that I would never, ever divulge. But there was a false story going around about something about his daughter, like his daughter's loans, or college loans were paid off.
Oh, okay. That's
and
what
I
saw.
And I did find out that was fake news. And believe me, as much as I believe he's the type that would do that, that was not correct information.
Well, that's good. I wonder who put that out there. That was interesting because it was,
I don't know,
trending.
It was very interesting. And me as his opponent who had to go out and say, you guys, you know what? This isn't true. That's just me. I'm a decent, nice candidate, honestly. But, you know, I will say as far as everything you mentioned that he touts, that's, you know, he wants the fame. He wants the glory. He wants the notoriety, basically, for anything but helping our district. So, you know, when our district, we have water pipes that are 65 years old. He's promised for years. Oh, I got grants. First of all, when a congressman member says that they've obtained grants for your district, you think, oh, wow, they really care. No, that's tax money. That's how grants work. But he touts it as if he's done this great grand gesture, and he hasn't. Secondly, none of those water projects to replace our water pipes, we have horrible water. We need clean water. We deserve it. None of those projects have been slated to start, to begin. They're not on the books. So if there are 10 layers of red tape bureaucratic baloney that people have to go through, the one person that should strip those processes should be your representative. So yeah. I would be in there right away saying, I don't care. Start it tomorrow. I don't care. Start it tomorrow, and I will be there watching you with the bulldozers as you start that project. So that's just kind of who I am. I mean, if you really look up his record, things that he's promised and things that he's delivered, like most, if not all, of the Maryland Democrats, certainly the radical Marxist Maryland Democrats, they've not delivered on anything they promised. They keep kicking the can down the road. And who suffers? We do on every level.
Yeah, again, we're speaking to Cheryl Riley running in Congressional District 8. And, of course, we're going to keep our eyes on your race, and we'll have you back on the show. But before you go, Cheryl, I want to ask you, you know, kind of give your elevator pitch here. Why should voters vote for you? And then how could they follow you or donate to your campaign?
You know, like I said early on, I never, ever, ever planned to become, to be thrown into the political ring. But you know what? My faith is very strong, and I feel like I was meant to do this, not in a, you know, holier-than-thou way in any way, shape, or form. But I grew up here. I grew up in Montgomery County. I love it. I lived in every sector of this county. We ended up living in Germantown. My father worked. My mother stayed home. They had two cars. We had a modest home, like many people. Our county is unrecognizable right now. The crime is through the roof. So I'm one of the people. When I say that, I mean that sincerely. I can't afford my electric bill, which is more than most car payments for a luxury car at this point. And I rent it's 800 square foot apartment. I love it. I'm happy. I'm very humble. I'm very grateful for everything that I have. But I've sacrificed a lot to be in this race. And I wouldn't trade any of it because I'm truly here to be a representative for everyone. If you're an independent, if you're a Democrat, a Republican, I will pick up the phone. I will listen to you. I will try to help fix whatever, you know, your concerns are. because we have not had representation. Certainly, unless you're a radical Democrat, you've had no representation in Montgomery County by anyone, period.
Yeah.
Everybody else is kind of thrown to the wayside, and I have people that call me that think that I'm already in power, which is kind of funny, but constituents call me asking me for help or calling me saying, thank you for listening. I've been trying to get Jamie Raskin for 3 years, email, phone, and never heard back.
Yeah, no, I believe it. Real quick, I got to run here. Cheryl Riley, how could they donate to you?
Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, the number 4, Maryland.com. And it's very easy. You click on the contribute, and it takes you through a short, quick form, and that's how you donate. And I appreciate every single donation that I get, no matter how small.
Thank you, Cheryl. We'll be in touch soon. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day to you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We'll talk more when we get back. Looking to upgrade your home? You got to visit Town Appliance in Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in, Mayor make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Plus, right now is a great time to buy, as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. You can take advantage of their flexible financing options to turn those dream appliances into reality. So they are open Sunday through Friday in Owings Mills. Check out their website at townappliance.com for more information.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Again, thank you, Cheryl Riley, running in Congressional District 8 here in the state of Maryland. And again, her website, if you want to check it out, it's Cheryl4Maryland.com. All right, Cheryl, the number 4, Maryland.com. This is a piece of her bio here on the homepage that I really like. I wanted to read it to you. As a staunch constitutionalist conservative, I will fight unyieldingly in the halls of Congress. No more caving on core values. No more bowing to globalists. America First means sealed borders, unleashed energy for jobs and lower costs here in Maryland, and parents' rights to real education, history, and excellence, not lunacy. Cheryl says, I've watched families grind just to survive while radicals chase ideology, but I reject defeat. With grit, innovation, and resolve, we'll reclaim our American dream. Booming economics, thriving businesses, patriotic schools, and a Congress that serves we the people. I love that. I love that. Well done, Cheryl Riley, if you're still listening to the show. Well done. I think you are a great candidate. And I met you personally myself. And she's beautiful, by the way. I met her personally myself. And she does get out there and she supports other candidates. I saw her at Fitz Mofer's event. She's always, yeah, she's always out there. And that's important, too, because we've got a lot of candidates down ballot. And the fact that they can all come together and support one another is really great. It really is great. Look, I understand there are slates that are, you know, across the counties and districts. And, you know, having a slate is fine. It is nice, for sure. But I hope that the candidates are also supporting other candidates that aren't on the slate itself, that are running in other districts, because we need to do that, for sure. So, again, Cheryl Riley's website, CherylForMaryland.com. All right, so you can go ahead and check it out. All right, we get back. I do have a lot of text messages to read. Some of them have to do with the phone call we had with Leonard Silver Spring. Real quick, I'll go to the text line here. Phil says, we are all Americans. Start acting like it. Yeah, Phil, that's one of the things I think that it keeps us divided, right? They want us to be divided by race. That's what they want. And then you have people like Joe Biden says, oh, I'm going to unify the country. But again, you're black, you're white, you're Mexican, you're Asian, right? He's still dividing everybody up. And he's like, oh, I'm going to be the president of unity. Well, no, you started off on a bad foot there, Joe, right? But I agree with you there. Let's see. John says, people like Leonard who believe... who I believe is a white liberal make my head explode. I'm so sick of talking about race. To quote the late, great Tom Maher, I hope we all wake up tomorrow and we are all the same shade of purple. Yeah, that would make things a lot easier. It really would. I mean, look, I feel the same way. I get tired of talking about race. Look, and I'm black. I'm tired of talking about it. Coming up next, we'll continue this conversation. We got so much more. Don't go anywhere.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran continues stirring up trouble in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. military says it has fired on and disabled two more Iran-flagged oil tankers who are trying to break the American blockade. President Trump says that negotiations with Iran continue. The latest on the hantavirus cruise ship saga, Spanish public health officials preparing for the vessel's arrival in the Canary Islands. The U.S. is sending a plane to transport a group of 17 American passengers to isolation back here at home. As oil prices edge higher, pump prices have dropped just a bit, down 1 cent from yesterday. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gas, 454 as of this morning. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 4 points, the NASDAQ trading 338 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-573-4400. That's 800-573-4400. Again, that's 800-573-4400.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Make it 5 straight playoff wins and a 2-0 semifinal series lead for the East top-seeded Pistons, who toppled the Cavaliers 107-97. Cade Cunningham's double-double of 25 points and 10 assists led the way.
It was great. Protecting home court, make sure we set the tone. We had a good start to start the game. just a high intensity, high focus from everybody, so it was good.
The NCAA will expand its men's and women's basketball tournaments to 76 teams starting next season. Stanley Cup playoffs, Jordan Stahl and Andrei Svechnikov each recorded a goal and an assist, and the Hurricanes took a commanding 3-0 East second round lead with a 4-1 win over the Flyers. Major League Baseball, the Cubs earned their ninth straight win in the NL and the Rays their seventh in the AL. And in golf, Matt McCarty holds a one-shot lead after an opening 63 in the Truist Championship at Quail Hollow. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures looking good for your Friday afternoon, a little closer to average, upper 60s and lower 70s. Breezy conditions, however, that west wind can be kicking about 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday brings the chance for some showers in the morning, a couple of pop-up thunderstorms for the afternoon. We're drier on Sunday for Mother's Day and warmer as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Amazon Business. Unlock smart business buying with fast, free delivery on millions of items and practical AI innovations that automate repetitive tasks. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy Friday! Happy Friday. Looks like a lot of meet and greet. Today, the theme of the show today is talking about Republicans running for office in the state of Maryland. In case you missed it, that's the theme. A lot of meet and greets going on. I saw there was something went by. Alex Harlan's got a meet and greet on Friday, May 15th. I know Kevin Hornberger, I'm at his event on the 29th of May. Ryan and Rocky, I'm at his event on May 28th. And then I've got Chris Burnett, CD6, about his event on May 27th. There's events all over, you know, every single day, okay? It's very easy to support these candidates because they're out there doing the work. I've got Gary in Kingsville. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Thank you.
This whole issue of redistricting, it's a problem. But it only seems to be a problem for those people who insist on calling themselves hyphenated Americans. And it seems that those who do care more for the country that precedes the hyphen than the country that follows it. So when you define a district along the lines of race, you're not helping America. You're undermining it because hyphens divide us. A district, a political district, should represent everyone who lives within it, not only a few. But when you define a district according to race, you get these convoluted shapes that look like something out of a prehistoric cave drawing somewhere. It's clear that it's not for the benefit of all. It's only for the benefit of a few, and you end up getting politicians out of them who publicly announce with no shame at all that what they're doing is to be for the benefit of those folks back in Mexico or Somalia or wherever it is that they come from. And that's not the oath that they took. They took an oath to support and defend America. So we're all Americans, so we should stop all this hyphenation. When you come to be here, whether you're born here or whether you're naturalized, this is one of the few places in the world that you can come here without being born here, and you can become an American, regardless of where your place of birth was. And you should live like that. And our district should just not be recognizing these differences of race or culture or whatever. They should be for the common good of everybody who lives within the geographic confines of the district. And until we get back to that, I think we're going to have nothing but trouble.
Yeah, Gary, amen to that. And I you know, like I'm with you 100%. I think there are some people out there, unfortunately, they don't want to be unified with you and I, right? They don't they don't look at it as we are their brothers or sisters or we are friends or we are someone like them. You know, there are so many people, and I've just known this, you know, being black myself, obviously in the black community, there are so many people in my community that looks at somebody that is white like yourself and think, oh, well, you know, his ancestors, I'm sure, you know, not even knowing anything about you, I'm sure his ancestors had slaves, and we cannot be friendly with people that could have possibly had our ancestors as slaves way back when, before I was even born, right? They think about it as we're all still living in the past, and that, you know, we're still living that same life today. And that's how they live their lives. And so they don't see you as an equal, unfortunately, Gary. They see you as the enemy.
Well, that's the problem. They keep carrying over the sins of the past and putting upon them the people of the present.
Right.
I had fools in my family. I'm sure I probably had bigots and racists in my family. I have little doubt about that. Just like people I know of different colors and different cultures have racists in their family. It's not that one is any better or any worse than the other. The fact is, we're here where we are now, and if we're going to live like that and do so to the benefit of everyone here, we've got to get rid of these divisions and look at people and base people upon their own conduct and their own character and not such superficial things as race.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get to one of those days, Gary. Thank you so much. I hope you have a blessed weekend.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you. Thank you. I think that's what Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream was really about, right? Just that. But it's unfortunate. And I don't know how you get past that, because it's not like a large percentage of the black community. And you know what's so interesting about it? I know people point it out online all the time. But the people that are constantly talking about race and constantly talking about how they can't, you know, live, you know, marry happily ever after with, you know, somebody in the opposite race. If you look at their personal lives, they're usually married to somebody in the race in which they demonize publicly on their podcasts or on their social media. For example, Don Lemon. Remember Don Lemon's comment? You know, the biggest threat to America were white men. He's married to a white man, right? AOC, she said something similar. Her, I don't know if they got married. I know they were still engaged, but her fiance is white. Kamala Harris, same thing, right? The whole thing with Jussie Smollett, remember that whole deal? And she's posting all of the racism in this country and white this, white that. And then, yes, her husband is white. And same thing with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. You know, God forbid white men have money that she doesn't have, or, you know, she hasn't stolen. Then it's a problem. But she's married to a white guy. And it's like, you know, what is going on even? Like, you don't even practice what you preach. You're telling me, Don Lemon, white men are a great threat to our society, yet you lay in bed with one every single night? It's exhausting. It is. All right. I did want to mention, and I, you know, of course, thank you, Gary from Kingsville, reminding me of this. Harford County Executive Bob Castley formally submitted legislation to permanently ban data centers in Harford County. This is a response to recent discussions about a proposed county council moratorium that would put a 90-day pause on any new data center developments in the county. I just wanted to make sure you guys knew, because we were talking about that. What was that? Maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. You had the I can't remember what their team is called, affiliated with the state of Maryland, but Tom Sadowski and others went to that Harford County Council meeting, and they were talking about data centers. And then we found out that there was some rumblings, right, some rumors that there could be one going over there by Mountain Branch Golf Resort. And I said, I did not hear that. But then the next day, I did see something on Facebook about it. And I was like, well, there you go. And so now, as you heard, Harford County Executive it did just propose that legislation. So I guess we'll find out next week with the Harford County Council members and what Harford County residents think about it. It says, under current law, data centers are not specifically permitted within Harford County zoning code. The proposed law would create a permanent ban, ensuring these facilities can't be approved by officials or by finding future loopholes in the zoning code. Bob Cassidy says, over the last year, my administration has been approached by parties interested in bringing data centers to Harford County. Cassidy says, we have carefully researched the impacts these facilities have had on communities across the country, and it is clear that data centers are not appropriate for Harford County. So there you have it. If you're wondering if there would be a data center headed to Mountain Branch Golf Course, if this proposed legislation gets through, that would be a no. That would be a no there in Harford County. But I'm sure we'll hear more about this next week. I am certain of it because I'm sure there's, because, you know, in Harford County, and that's with WMAR News. Remember I said I don't know anybody that knows much about it. I went to their website to look some stuff up. I said, you know what? Let's incorporate WMAR. They probably feel like the redheaded stepchild. Meanwhile, if they just did more investigative pieces, we would see them more. You know what I mean? Anyways, you can find that article at WMAR if you'd like. But I was thinking about it, and I thought, you know, the way that Harford County is set up, Bob Cassidy could come out and say, I cured cancer, and you would have people that would come out and say, he didn't cure it right. And they're all in the Republican Party. So that's why I said, you know, and I love everybody in Harford County. I love them all. I don't look at it. I don't divide them by teams. But I know they do. And it's, you know, it's always interesting to see. So anyways, next week, now that we see this proposed legislation from Bob Cassidy, the Harford County executive, by next week, I am certain there are going to be people that oppose his proposed legislation. And I'm certain we'll be reading about it. Because that's just how Harford County is. You know, I'm used to it at this point. I also wanted to mention Congressman Thomas Massey. He was on Tucker Carlson's podcast yesterday. Oh, you know what? It was the day before yesterday. Apologies. He was on there on Wednesday. And Thomas Massey did disclose, because everybody was wondering, Congressman Thomas Massey said before that he was being targeted by President Trump and Trump supporters to get him out of his seat. Now, he is a congressman, there in Kentucky. And, you know, he has been really a thorn in Trump's side all year long. I mean, he's been a contrarian every single time. There are times where I could see why he's been a contrarian to Trump and Speaker Johnson. There are some votes that I would question as well, to be honest with you. Some of these larger bills, especially, you know, kind of heavy on the price tag, I would be with Thomas Massey on some of these, asking, okay, well, what's the deal with this? Why does this cost so much? So I understand some of what Massey gets upset about, right? I just want to put that out front. But he did disclose on Tucker Carlson's podcast that he believes he will be primaried. And he believes that the candidate that President Trump plans to endorse will, in fact, raise enough money to beat him. And that's what he told Tucker. Now, I know he has a lot of support on X. I know libertarians really like Thomas Massey. But according to him, not enough libertarians live in his district in Kentucky. It's a little more conservative than that. And he said that people in his district have been complaining about the fact that he's just kind of been on the opposite side of every issue. And so it sounds like Thomas Massey, because the way he said it to Tucker, I mean, I believe him. It sounds like he knows for a fact he's not going to be able to get through and that he's going to lose the primary. So anyways, just wanted to mention that because I know a lot of people online were talking about, you know, the fact that they didn't like that Trump was pushing him out of his seat. They thought, you know, Trump shouldn't get involved in that primary at all. And I can understand that. I think it's still up to the voters, right? So they will have to decide, but we'll see what happens. But this could be Thomas Massey's last year on Capitol Hill in that district. He can always run in a different district, right? All right. I did want to talk about this because it gives me the heebie-jeebies, and I don't like when we're seeing viruses that fester on cruise ships, nursing homes, people die. A lot of people get very afraid. And look, I can understand if you're of a certain age or you have underlying conditions. But the hantavirus is now a topic of discussion. And so Channel 11 actually had the opportunity to speak to a professor at Hopkins about it. So if you're wondering, you know, how deadly this virus is or how contagious it is, take a listen.
A viral outbreak on a cruise ship leaves at least three people dead and three others sick.
Medical reporter Mindy Becerra joins us now with what we know about these cases. Mindy.
Well, all of these patients are believed to have contracted hantavirus. That's the same virus that killed the wife of the late actor Gene Hackman last year. According to the World Health Organization, this outbreak took place on board the MV Hondius. That's a smaller cruise ship operated by the Dutch-based company Oceanwide Expeditions. None of the patients are American. That ship is now currently anchored in Cape Verde, an island nation off the west coast of Africa. Passengers will reportedly not be allowed to disembark there. They have to stay on the ship. And joining me now is Dr. Kari Debbink, a teaching professor at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Dr. Debbink, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, of course.
So for those who might not know, what exactly is hantavirus?
So hantavirus is a viral infection. It is typically found in rodent populations and spread around rodent populations. There are basically two main diseases that can happen because of this. One of them, Hanta pulmonary syndrome, is typically found in the Western Hemisphere, like North America, South America, whereas there are some other types that are found in Europe and Asia and cause hemorrhagic fever with renal symptoms. So two kind of different outcomes from the same virus family.
And it might sound familiar to people because the late Gene Hackman's wife died of this virus last year. They think because of this mouse infestation. So how does it spread? Does it go from people to people or just from rodents to humans?
It goes from rodents to humans. So when a rodent gets infected with the virus, they shed it in their feces and their urine. And when it dries out and aerosolizes, so if it gets into like dirt or it kind of goes into the air, people breathe it in, and from there they can get infected and sick.
Oh, gross. Gross. So, okay, so, you know, all right. So my head was spinning after this. Because now you're thinking this cruise ship, right? Did somebody get on there with the hantavirus already? Or is there like a mouse infestation on the cruise ship, right? Because that's what I was thinking about. I was like, wait a minute, are they on there with a bunch of rats? I don't... I would have to jump overboard. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyways, I just wanted to make sure you guys knew, because there were a lot of people freaking out online this week on social media about it. And I can understand a lot of people have post-traumatic stress, from the pandemic with COVID. And I can understand, as soon as you see a virus and somebody dies, people are like, oh, my gosh, no. You know, not because they think it's such a bad virus, but they think, oh, gosh, please don't allow the government to try to shut us down as they did before. Anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. Again, if you want to take a look at that, that interview was on Channel 11's website and with the Hopkins professor there. And so I, you know, when I first heard about it, I did not know how it was contracted. I didn't know how people got it. And then when you find out it's from the urine and feces of a mouse or a rat, yeah, gross. Gross, gross, gross. And, you know, excuse me, I was also thinking about, you know, you do hear about the rat infestations, you know, in some of these major cities, especially in Baltimore. Yeah, you do wonder if, you know, some of these viruses are just not, you know, we just don't talk much about them, but they are, you know, prevalent. You never know. But now they're trying to figure out exactly what to do with this cruise ship and how they're going to bring it all home. And since I've been talking on the air this morning, they might have already given an update on how they're going to navigate this. So I'm sure we'll be talking about it more next week. I did want to just tell you, you know, it's kind of along the same vein here. There was a big outbreak, nearly one in five affected by tuberculosis at a San Francisco high school in California. And they're saying that it was brought in by an illegal immigrant. You know, these are some of the things that I think a lot of people also fear with the illegal immigration. They don't have documents. A lot of them don't have health care. And they were kind of just letting them in, and they were going wherever they liked. They didn't have any, you know, medical history. They weren't checking them up. And, you know, we even saw this during the pandemic with the border wide open. And, you know, that was always a concern. People were like, well, wait a minute. You know, here we are locked down for COVID and you're letting people across the border. You have no idea what they have. What a scary situation. Like I said, nearly one in five affected by tuberculosis at a San Francisco high school. Wow. Ugh, awful. Awful. All right, we get back. I just want to kind of wrap up. It looks like there's another update in Iran, so stay right there.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Dr. Lairfield here. The year has changed. How about your smile? At the Smile Design Center, we can help. We have cosmetic veneers and professional whitening to give your smile a clean and attractive look everybody will notice. And when my patients tell me they love their new smile, it's one of the perks of my job. Call me at the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH. 911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
The Rob Carson Show.
Thank God it's Friday!
Yes! Hey guys, it's Carson. By the grace of God, it is finally Friday. As usual, our unusual suspects join us, including Tony Kennett from the Daily Signal to talk about the bloodbath in Indiana for Rhino Republicans this week. The great Mary Walter, and of course from HollywoodandToto.com, Christian Toto, noon to 3 on WCBM. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
It is Friday, and it's the last segment of Kim Plasic Live for the week. We got Rob Carson coming up next, and I do appreciate you guys joining me every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on WCBM 680 for Kim Plasic Live. All right, I think we had a great show today. Let's see, Robert in the text line said, Kim, I think you finally pulled Leonard's card today. I think you read his book. Well, thank you, Robert. Thank you. I appreciate that. That was actually an easy one today. I mean, I don't think you don't get many people that are willing to admit that they want to draw congressional districts based on race. I mean, that's rare when you get someone that wants to actually debate something so stupid. So I was given a golden nugget there. That's how I feel about it. Terry texted for the first time, says Governor West or Gov West what bridge more? Gov West, where is the camera more? Gov West, get me back on the view more. Oh, Terry, all great ones. And thank you. First time texter there. Thank you, Terry. Those are all good ones. I guess his name is not easy. Like, even though it's got the more piece on there, but the West is not easy. Ed says, so I guess Leonard is going to make sure that Bernie Flowers and Michelle Talkington get elected. Yeah, Ed, first-time texter in the text line. Thank you, Ed, for texting in. Yeah, I mean, look, if it's just about race, then yes, he should be able to support them. But see, that's the thing they don't want to, that's the part they don't want you to focus on, right? It's really about the party affiliation. The race piece is thrown on there because there are some people, their IQ is so low, they can make them believe that it is just about race, right? You know? And that's what they do. It's an old Democrat playbook, you know? Let's see. Matt says, maybe if the Democrats hadn't killed 50 million black babies in the womb, there would be more black people to run for office. Oh! Matthew with the layup. You're so right. You're so right. And you know what? On Maryland Matters, I saw there was an article this morning. I was deciding whether or not I wanted to talk about it. I don't usually talk about, you know, the abortion and everything like that because it does. It opens up a can of worms. People usually like to fight one another. It's all craziness. But there was a ruling out of the Supreme Court that could halt the mailed abortion pills, right? So the ones that you get in the mail, there's a ruling that that may do it. And they're saying in this Maryland Matters article that it could, you know, states like Maryland could be shielded or may not be. So we'll see what happens. But that's a Maryland Matters article if you want to take a look at it. But you're right, Matthew. We spent a lot of time telling young black women that getting abortion is health care and that it's okay. And as I've told you guys many times before, I have a friend who absolutely regrets getting an abortion. And it breaks my heart because now she can't get pregnant. And it's sad. It really is sad. But, you know, when you got a party leaders and all these people that some of these girls look up to, telling them that abortion is health care and it's normal to get it and it's nothing, you know, they believe that. And they're young and impressionable and they believe it. Sad to see. All right. You guys better get out there and have fun this weekend. Please make sure your mother feels good and loved. Even though I'm a mom, it's about my mom this weekend. It's always about my mom, right? So happy Mother's Day to all of you. And if your mother's no longer with us, I'm sure you'll go to church and say a good prayer and speak to her there. And just understand that you are loved. I'll talk to all of you on Monday at 9 a.m. Brian, the producer, as always, thank you for a great show. And have a great weekend.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At Understood.org, we know that parents want to help, especially when their child has questions like,
why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone?
We provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit understood.org/the reason to get started.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw, or visit WCBM.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.